to participate in a Donna Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Donna Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you? And a good evening to you. Welcome to the Midnight Video Special. Looks like we got a terrific crowd here in the studio. Where are you from?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Let's put up the old map there and see where that is. That's on Lake Erie, isn't it? They've got, there it is right there. They've got WMMS Buzzard Radio down there, which I understand is making the transition to video in the near future. Speaking of video, we got some for you right now. One of the leading popular musical bands who are front runners in blending their fine music with the magic of video. Let's give a warm welcome to Talking Heads.
I'm willing.
Incredible.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Fancy dicks you got here.
There.
Hello!
No, he's not retarded.
Wild. It's wildlife. It's wild. I want to tell you, it's wild. It's wild. It's the last day of Best Of, ladies and gentlemen. Good Friday to you. Weekend's here. Have a bottle of imported beer. I'm putting my own spin on it. Good Friday to you. It is the Best Of Don and Mike. It's me, your old buddy Rob, along with John Norman. How's your board?
The board?
Yeah.
It's great. Fix the chair, and now the board goes straight to hell.
Well, there you go. And that's, you know what? I'm going to give myself a buzzer on that. I hate when people say, there you go.
Yeah.
I fell into my own trap.
Isn't that something?
How about that? That's much better. All right. Great Best Of for you today on Friday. Of course, the Friday favorite. We'll revisit the CKBA debacle. Play me a song. I'm the piano man. But first, let's get it started with a festive nude. I told you there'd be one yesterday. It's a nude for our director of first impressions, Colette Harris, on the Best Of Don and Mike.
Bring in Colette.
Yeah.
The birthday girl. Now, in case you do not know, Colette is the receptionist here, the director of first impressions.
Correct.
And a very rare visitor on the in the studio.
Very rare.
She's on the air quite often because we'll run down
our telephone calls and
Jessica
stuff.
Has come in.
Hey, hi, Jessica Rabbit. Hi there.
And Julie Fullman has come in.
Oh, Julie. Hi, Julie.
This is a wonderful, eclectic gathering we have here. You raised the chair up a little bit, didn't you?
Colette, how does it feel to be 29?
Good.
Feels good. To be 29.
Well, I'd like to be privy to the running gag that I do with Colette that gets her every time.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Ready?
You did that at the bowling alley last night.
I did it better at the bowling alley.
Yeah. Last night at the bowling alley, Mike really just took his shirt off and bowled the first frame nude. I mean, topless nude.
Right. Sorry.
Topless nude.
A lot of people like to see these.
Crowd loved it.
I loved it. It's the way I look at it.
So, Colette, how long have you been working here?
About 7 years.
Wow. 7 years.
And there's not a day that goes by where you don't say, isn't this great? It's truly awesome.
No, I love Colette because she's honest and she's upfront and she talks like we do.
Thank you.
And we come by on a Friday and she will say to me, it's effing Friday. And I say, you goddamn right, it's effing Friday. And you know, Colette and I commiserate together quite often.
I know. You had a special relationship with her. She gives you a lot of intel around the building.
Oh, no, let's keep that on the down low, Mike.
Sorry. See, that's why she doesn't give me the intel, because I just blabbed everybody.
No, but she's a good friend, yep. And she's another one of the people that gets crapped on all the time around here. Mm-hmm. And you tried to keep your birthday a secret. Now, why did you try to keep it a secret, Colette?
Because I didn't want this to happen.
Oh, come on now. I mean, how often do you turn 25?
I don't know, but where is he?
let's bring him in.
She's eager.
And also, you should know that Jessica Rabbit is here. Hi, Jessica, would you say hi, please?
Hello.
How are you feeling?
Better.
Will you be going to the gym today?
Not sure.
No, probably shouldn't. And Julie Fullman is here. Hi, Julie.
Hi, guys.
All right, wonderful. And here comes Beth Ann coming in. Beth Ann, are you going to stay? Beth Ann, stay.
Yeah, now all the sexy ladies are here.
Oh, it's a fireman.
Yeah.
Look, Colette, you have a fireman that's visiting.
He's a Jean-Claude Van Damme-looking fireman.
Here to put out the fire.
Yes, he is.
Oh, very nice.
Your powers of description are wonderful.
Now, let me see. You've got your music here, right? Oh, hold on. Let me mention that Jean-Claude Van Damme is courtesy of Amazing Entertainment. Wow. AmazingEntertainment.com for all your adult entertainment needs. It's Amazing Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Yeah. Now what? What, Colette?
He's kind of cute.
Ah,
kinda cute.
Yeah, now, fantastic.
I know that you had wanted a brother. But we had a hard time last minute. You know, I promised you yesterday chocolate. It's vanilla.
Okay.
But... you know, come on, hold on.
Oh, hey, yeah, oh, hold on, hold on.
Yeah. Really wants to set a mood.
Sorry, there's a fireman in the room.
Oh, no, it's really, really.
The lights have gone out.
The lights are really
Julia's like turned the lights all the way off in here.
This makes me so uggy.
Colette, may I?
Are we surpassing now with nudes on the show since we've kind of gone back to it? Do we now have more visits from men than
it'll catch up.
No. Okay, good.
It'll catch up.
All right,
Colette, may I ask you a very personal question? And I would be glad to answer the same question myself.
No.
Oh, come on. Have you ever had the taboo interracial love?
No.
No. You have not.
Okay, very good.
I have. Can I tell you something? On behalf of all white men, you don't know what you're missing.
That's true.
Now, look at this fellow, Jean-Claude Van Damme. If you were ever going to go that way, would he be your type? I mean, if you're going to go with a white guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the right answer. Well, then methinks we've selected well for the lady.
Well, then he's got his sex music ready. And, Colette, we just ask you to lay back and, or sit back, rather.
Enjoy.
And then.
Oh, Colette, one last piece of advice.
Don't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Okay.
And let's see. Hey, Rob, is mic 5 working?
I can get one.
Can you get one so we can get a microphone? I would love for Julie and Jessica to be able to help describe what's happening to Colette.
Mm-hmm. Be wonderful.
And I know Julie would probably like to switch spots with Colette.
Yes, I understand. Now Rob's plugging. Yeah, let me plug that in for
another
you,
day. Right. Julie, when's your birthday?
Julie Buzz wants to know when your birthday is.
That was my announcement, May
12th.
May 12th.
I love firemen.
There you go. All right, Julie's on the microphone.
Dreamed about firemen.
Hey, Beth Ann, do you want to see if any of the other ladies would like to come down for the show?
The show?
Robbie, for example.
I don't think we need any other ladies.
See, Jonathan wants to come in.
Oh, Julie likes the intimate gathering
okay,
here.
Okay, then we'll put on the sexy music and let's...
Oh, no, not that music.
Oh, this is the music you requested, Mike.
This is what most of the dancers dance to.
8 years ago, Elvis did the concert, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. This is a disturbing development.
Oh, Jonathan.
Jonathan, you're coming in.
That's not exactly what happened.
What happened?
I did want to see just the ladies enjoying themselves. That's
oh, you're a creep.
Faggot through the window, but she said that would upset Don. Yes. I don't want to upset Don.
Hold on. Is Jonathan
came in the studio?
Jonathan's creepy.
Is Jonathan saying that he didn't want to come in to see the chicks?
No, Jonathan said he wanted to look in through the window to see the women enjoying themselves. So he wanted to kind of get the show we were getting. But then he said that Beth Ann said that would bother you, which it
was. Yes, it would.
And so Jonathan came around, and now Jonathan says, come into the studio with the lady.
Creepy.
That is creepy.
And I understood there was a fire in here.
Oh. God. Okay, listen, get out of here, one nut.
Wow. Thank you, guys.
Here he goes with his 1 6-pound ball.
That is my laugh of the day when I see his little nerd head popping.
And you got to know this guy, Jonathan.
Oh, God.
He looked like Doogie Howser. The guy don't look old enough to be working at McDonald's.
I just wanted to drop by to see if the ladies were enjoying themselves.
All right, here we go with your music. This is the music you requested.
Oh, man, it got darker. But, jeez.
And the lights are way low. No, you need a little more light?
A little bit. For safety. All right, Julie's running the lights.
Can you hear the music, please?
It's all about the fire code.
Here we go. You got the music now? Okay, here we go.
Now, Colette is getting the up-close view of the fireman's belt buckle.
Now, Julie, you're going to have to help us. Julie and Jessica Rabbit and Beth Ann.
Now, they're both...
Can I wear your jacket?
All right, Julie's asked him to wear the jacket.
And meanwhile...
Jessica, can you tell us what's going on now?
Some interesting action on the chair.
could you describe the interesting action that you just saw happening on the chair?
Oh, my God, it almost got popped.
Oh, that he just popped his suspenders off.
In my face.
Right.
Now, what is happening with Colette, girls?
I can't explain.
He's trying to put out a fire.
And Mike...
Colette is strangely silent. Don, I don't think that mic would matter. She's not saying anything. She is totally silent. Look at this.
Covering her eyes.
She's covering her eyes.
They're
grinding now.
You hear the fireman dance.
Yeah, they're doing a little dance here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Colette is responding.
Oh, Yeah. Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
Somebody
now,
woke up Colette.
Now, here goes the shirt.
The shirt's coming off.
Taking off her shirt.
I know. The guy
is fireman. This is the reason you go to the gym.
The fireman is taking off his shirt. And what is he doing to Colette?
I don't know. He seemed to be down on his knees.
No, what's he doing?
Julie, you seem speechless. What's going on over there?
Well, he's got his hose. I've never seen this before.
All right, now Colette's back in the seat. Oh, dear. All right, now he's moving the chair.
Nice, Colette. Uh-oh, now. Oh, hold on. Okay.
Jonathan wants to see.
Tell us what's happening now.
Well, he's dancing very close to her, and I think
he's opening his belt very close to her face.
I can't see the front, so I'm really not sure.
Well, you can come around here and back up Colette if he was pretending his belt was something else. Yeah, you girls can walk. Yes, now they're both moving around.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Better.
Now
all
this
right.
is much more exciting.
Both Jessica and Julie are liking watching this show now.
Great.
So meanwhile, now Jean-Claude Van Damme is just like rubbing his ass. One
What's
inch
that? Go ahead, Jessica.
He turned it on.
Oh, he turned. Now he's.
He just took his pants off.
He'll do that. There isn't a bad seat in the house.
Hey.
Breathe.
Would you girls ask Colette what she's thinking? Because she's not saying anything. Put the mic
on. Oh, Colette with a little slap on the butt.
Did you just spat his ass?
It's getting hot in here.
Oh, God. You know, Colette is very quiet. But she's now...
She's the same teabag that I am.
Colette, is this the best birthday ever?
Yeah.
Now he's just like...
He has a great rear view, and now we get the front view.
Oh, my.
Are you married, Mr. Fireman? Do you have a girlfriend? Really?
Can we get a mop in here for Julie? I'm serious. God damn it.
Now he's doing push-ups.
You know what that is? I'll tell you what that is.
One.
Simulated intercourse.
You're right.
I've seen that before.
Oh, my God. He sure likes manipulating that chair with Colette in it. Oh, my.
Whoa.
He's got it.
How are you strong?
Totally in control.
Really dangerous to me.
Now he's, was he humping the chair?
No, it's not the chair.
Now it's a cappella with no musical accompaniment.
Oh, he's back.
A lot of slapping around there.
Colette seems to be liking the slapping of the buttock.
Is she doing the slapping?
Bravo.
Yes.
She's slapping. Very, very nice. Bravo. All right. What do you think of that show, Colette?
Oh, great.
Oh, the hug.
Hold on. Oh, there you go.
End of show hug.
Now, let me
work the room and do the interviews here. What did you think, Jessica? On a scale of 1 to 10, pretty good.
Nine.
Julie,
that's strong.
I think I need to have a private meeting with this young officer in my office.
Very good. And Colette, the birthday girl, what do you think?
10.
A 10. Hey, that's what counts.
Now, Colette, I know you're happy with your man.
Yes.
Would you ever now consider going to the white side?
Maybe.
You might.
Maybe.
Happy birthday.
Hell of a show. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you. And thank you, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Very good.
From AmazingEntertainment.com.
Back to the gym.
And now look how happy Jessica Rabbit is putting on his fire jacket.
That's the first one I've ever seen.
I think they're actually going to bring him down the hallway and have their way with him.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and Julie, where are you at, Julie?
Right here.
Come back. Would you come back? In my next life. No, right there in that. Any microphone's fine. Right there, that one. That one. My next life, I would like to come back as a chair. And I want you to be a dog. Okay? You get what I'm saying?
I don't.
Stop
I'm
the room.
I'm not really sure.
I don't
think it's good.
Have you ever, or let me just say, as someone's leg.
Oh, I understand. Yes, now I understand.
You appear to me to be right now like a dog. No, and you're nothing. You
no.
could not be fair. I don't mean like physically. You're beautiful. But you look to me like a dog that's so horny you would go to a couch, and I've seen dogs like rub themselves
now
up
I
against.
Now I understand. I didn't know where you were going with
that. So I just wanted, you know, when I come back, I want to come back as the leg of the chair. When you come back as the dog,
Don, I am here on a professional basis. Jessica needed a little support. Colette had never seen a white man before. I'm helping her.
I know.
All right.
I know.
All I'm saying.
Julie, I think the fireman's down in your office.
Okay,
right
bye.
Bye bye.
There she goes. I'm serious like about that. Julie Foreman.
I didn't know where you were going. You completely confused me with that one.
No, I mean,
the old reference to the dog humping the
other. Have you
chair.
Never seen a dog that, you know, no matter how much someone says, hey, stop it, you know, Rover, stop it, down, the dog just keeps humping.
So which would you be, the chair or the dog?
I'd be the chair.
The chair. Okay.
I would like to be the object of that affection.
Well, see, you gave Julie a penis then. So it didn't make any sense to me. I was totally confused.
Real. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I was saying.
I think I understand. I think in a roundabout way, I understand.
Yeah,
she was pretty ramped up about that.
I will dumb it down. All right. I can even make it easier. In my next life, I would like to come back right now, if possible today, as Julie Foreman's chair in her
well
office.
Well said. That's easy. Now I get it. Now me and the rest of the dummies understand it completely.
Because, see, the thing is, I was not doing a good job of describing this, and I don't want to embarrass Julie.
Right.
It really looked to me like Julie was...
In heat?
Yeah, thank you, Buzz.
There you go.
That would be the word. Mm-hmm. It would be the word. You know, she had a 911 going on in her panties.
Yeah.
She wanted to call the fire department to put out the fire in her panties.
I'm just thinking I'd like to take her to, you know, out for, you know, a brief little treat later after the show. Perhaps take her to Dairy Queen. I truly would.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's...
And then put my head on the pillow.
That's Julie Foreman. And anyway, it's Colette's day.
Yes, it is.
It's everybody.
But she, Julie, you know, certainly made, you know, the most noise in here.
Everybody wins.
And how about that Jessica Rabbit stepping up, huh?
Good for her. A feeling under the weather, but up to the task.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now we know there's three chicks that work here that still got some sex drive left. It's good.
My desk.
Oh, hey, where's Colette?
She had to go have a moment, I think.
She's fanning herself.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing pretty good.
Mm. Okay.
So what were you doing in here?
I wasn't in there.
Oh, it was Jonathan. I'm sorry.
This is Andrew at the front door.
I'm sorry.
Off a mistake.
I got you mixed up with the other creepy guy.
All right, let me do what I always do, okay, just for the sake of doing it. Come on, Andrew.
What?
Nothing.
What is it with people named Andrew, right?
That's right.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, bye, Andrew.
See ya.
Thank you, Dwight.
Keep doing that girl's job up front.
Incidentally,
maybe you could be a nurse next, Mr. Falker. Bye-bye.
See ya that he did? That's the maximum level of energy he can muster. Say ya. Then he's like a video game. He's got to recharge his battery.
See him. Okay.
He used to dance.
Mm-hmm.
This is Colette as well.
You Rob.
Yeah.
Speedwax.
Slow down.
I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head ass.
One day we slowed down Colette's voice to see how much it would sound like Robert the Mailman.
Because we sped up Robert's voice and it sounded like Colette.
Right. You know, we never got really what her age is. We never asked.
Well, it's not.
You think we'd ever get that information?
29, Mike.
You think 29?
Yeah, really. I mean, we could do almost anything and the lady.
You think she'd tell us what her age is?
Not a chance.
I bet she would right now.
You think so?
How much you want to bet?
Since we got it, I think we put it in the context of, hey, we got you that wonderful nude for your birthday.
I don't want any part of this. I mean.
I'm curious.
I don't want to know.
Go ahead. Do you have a guess?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we write down our guesses, our serious guesses?
Oh, no. Listen, you know what you're going to do? You're going to ruin what was a beautiful moment for Colette.
That's right.
Exactly. You're going to ruin what was a really nice moment
for
her.
No need for that.
Without revealing anything, my guess is that this most recent birthday was a milestone birthday.
Rob.
So you actually think 30, then.
It was a milestone birthday. Uh-huh.
All right.
What the hell? I'll play the game. All right, let's play the game.
Don't
Although I want Colette to know that...
Yeah, probably.
That this
I think
was
that's
Mike's
a pretty
idea.
Good guess.
I think that milestone might have happened, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Front desk.
Hey, where's she at?
Go find her right
hey,
now.
Hey, Andrew, do you know how old she is?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you do, that means you know. You
Andrew,
know.
Andrew?
I can guess. I don't know.
All right, yes. How old do you think Colette is?
46.
That's my age.
Bye.
See ya.
Right. Was she in your class?
No. Different states.
Okay.
I've written down my guess.
All right, let me write down mine.
You know mine.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just write down?
Write it 50. Down. Play along.
Oh, need a pen.
There you go. All right, that's mine. What's yours, Buzz?
You went lower.
Okay, because the price is right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Rob, that's 3 digits. That's not 2 digits.
I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Now, this is going to piss her off.
No, it's not.
Yes, it will.
We have a legitimate guess.
This
will not.
Chicks don't like talking about their age.
No.
What did you write down, Mike? Come on.
That means she's out.
Are you dyslexic? What? Okay, you stick with that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No, I'll put down my real guess.
So you think that she's...
Let me put down my real
she's
guess.
She's old enough to be George Michael's slightly younger sister.
Call it Michael.
Now you're lying.
No, this is what I thought.
Now you're lying.
Here's
what I think.
Well, that's what I thought, too.
I must have seen that, and then subconsciously it was burned into my brain.
Okay. Well, how do we find out?
Make Andy go find her. It's Andy.
No, we'll call Beth Ann.
Hello?
Hi.
You to know that the fireman is in Julie's office right now.
With the door closed?
I'm afraid to look.
Okay, well, look. Hold on. Find out.
No, never mind. I'll call. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Julie, 2813. Okay, hold on.
We'll get in there. The building is fully involved.
Julie has a lovely office with a glass desk.
You know what's happening there.
Oh,
you think you're doing a Raymond Burr?
I don't know.
He's the chair.
Oh, everybody likes a souvenir.
Julie?
Yeah, Julie, it's Donna Mike. Is
hey.
What's going on in there?
Hi, guys.
Is he in there?
Yes. You want to speak to him?
No.
Oh, God.
We're just having a little meeting.
Oh, my God.
How old is Colette?
I don't know.
Life. Now, listen. Yeah, you're a woman, obviously. Is she going to be... Mike, and I want to point this out, Mike brought up her age.
I was curious what her age is. I mean, it's a birthday. You like to know how old somebody is on their birthday.
Now, do you think... Is Colette one of these chicks that would be upset that we're talking about her age?
I don't think so.
Do you think she would reveal her age to us?
She likes to be a little mysterious.
She does.
How old do you think she is, Julie?
29.
Come on, right. Come on, Julie.
No, Julie's not going to play.
I don't know. Maybe 39.
Is she there right now?
No, just me and Brad.
Oh, you know his name.
It's just you and the stripper?
Right.
Wow.
Brad.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Brad.
Well, you go back to having a good time with Brad.
Okay, bye-bye.
that didn't take long, no.
Whoop.
You know what?
Where's Colette hiding?
Here's what she's going to do to him.
She need a little private time?
What's she
going
to
do?
Here's what Julie's going to do to that guy. She's going to take him.
Mm-hmm.
She's just going to bend him sideways.
Yep.
And then when she's done with him...
He's Gumby, damn it.
It'll be like this.
Yep.
Okay. As she's pulling her stockings back up, okay, that's it. I got to get back to work.
Be gone.
Cast him aside.
Not only will she abuse him, she'll make him buy advertising.
Wait a minute. Somebody's coming into the studio. Who's that?
Oh, it's Beth Ann.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hello.
Hi there.
I need a sex music CD.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm worried for him. She's not letting him go.
Julie
really?
She's going to hide it somewhere on her body.
Fantastic.
Doesn't Julie know how horny I am? I mean, how many ways do I have to paint this picture? Jesus Christ. All right, so I don't have a six-pack. Okay, I got like a 12-pack. But Jesus Christ. I bet I'm better at nothing than that guy. No wonder she wants to pump him so bad.
I'm very curious as to where Colette has gone to hide.
Maybe she's having a cigarette.
Maybe she went down to the sex room, down to the electrical room.
The electric room.
Ah, the sex room.
Special. I'm curious about two things. I'm curious about the whole age thing with Colette. Now I'm curious about Julie Fullman's office. I don't think there's anything to be curious about.
Hello.
I think we know.
Colette.
Yes.
Oh, you're back at your desk.
Yes.
Ah.
Have you been? Cigarette.
Have you been listening?
I was right.
No.
Oh, you having a cigarette?
Yeah, you were right.
For you, cigarette smoke after sex.
That's right.
Right.
Colette, pack up a fag.
Colette, would you mind? Would you be embarrassed? Would you be put off if we asked your age?
Yes.
And you should know it was Mike O'Mara that brought that up, not me.
I was curious because on birthdays I like to know how old people are.
Yeah.
That you're not going to reveal it?
No.
It's a secret you will keep to your grave.
Yes.
What president was in office when you were born?
I don't know.
Okay. You see, that's an indictment of our history system.
No,
hi, thank you.
Hey, can I ask you one question?
Oh, she's talking to the stripper.
Thank you.
Was it a milestone birthday?
Yes.
Like with a zero on the end of it?
No.
Oh. Nah. Do you think Julie's had sex with that guy yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Is there a five on the end of your birthday?
No.
Okay, give me a clue.
All right, how about this? How about this?
I don't want to tell you guys.
You don't have to give us just give us the last
number.
Everybody has the last number.
One.
And if it's a milestone birthday, that means you're 21.
Right.
Okay.
21.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Congratulations.
Happy
birthday, Colette.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Now she can legally buy her own cigarettes.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
There she goes.
Same here.
One. What you're implying is that she's playing the defensive line. Okay?
No.
Yes, you are.
You see, maybe a linebacker.
Mike?
In that case, the answer is Franklin Roosevelt.
A fullback.
I agree.
Fullback.
I completely agree with you.
Positive. Let me just say this. Definitely not Priest Holmes. Mm-hmm. If the last number is one, because Priest Holmes' number is, look it up on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Then I believe, I'm trying to think of a football player who's number 41. I've given it away.
I mean, Jim Brown.
No, he was 32.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Or she could be Dick Butkus.
And number 51.
That's right.
That's right. I remember that.
I don't think so. I think she's more like, it was a Keith Byers that played like on every team that Bill Parcells was on. Why do I look at Buzz?
Maybe John Reagan. Because I'm interested.
I look at Buzz like Buzz has a clue what I'm talking about. I think that Priest Holmes.
Like talking to your dog.
I think we know the answer now.
Yeah. She gave us the last number.
Yes. Lyndon B. Johnson.
The main thing is she's happy because it's her birthday.
Right.
And we love her. And thank you very much for coming in, Colette.
She's happy. Jessica's happy. And most importantly, Julie's happy. Right. We're on our way there.
Julie's really happy. Julie's got to stop at TJ Maxx because she's got to see a client today. Listen, I need a pantsuit. That's off the rack. I don't give a rat's ass. I'll just take whatever the mannequin's wearing, please.
Let me see your rate card.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello?
Yeah, what did you do to that poor girl?
Which one?
Colette.
I was in the radio for 5 minutes. I come back. She sounds like she's mad at you all.
Oh, no.
No, she's not mad. Sir,
no, she's happy. We gave her a good birthday celebration.
That's the sound of a woman.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed the strip.
And then when we asked the age thing, she said she didn't want to talk about it. So we said, no, we didn't pursue it.
No, she's
very we speculated a little bit.
She is
a good
very...
time was had by all then.
Yes. Oh, and especially by Julie Fullman.
I like calling her Colette because it sounds like she's from Krypton.
Hello,
Kal-El.
Don and Mike's show.
Hello, Kal-El.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hey, 41 is Brian Piccolo. Cold and dead.
Brian Piccolo.
Now that's an outstanding pull. Brian Piccolo is probably the most famous 41.
That's fantastic.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Billy D. Williams and James Caan going to whoever the fat guy is playing George Halas.
Who was the guy that played George Halas?
Some fat guy.
Oh, but a famous character actor.
Yeah, he's like, everybody's seen Brian's song. Yeah, that they find out they're going to be roommates together, and they're black and they're white, and it's back in the 60s.
Real tearjerker.
And, and you bet.
I mean, I love Brian Piccolo.
Kate Jackson, I think. Wasn't she Brian Piccolo's wife?
Was she? No. Jack Warden was George Halas.
Jack Warden. No, Mike, you know what? I'll bet
Kate Jackson?
I bet you that Kate Jackson was Brian Piccolo's wife.
I don't see her in the cast.
She sure as hell wasn't Gail Sayers' wife.
Do they have the women in the cast? Linda Sayers was played by Judy Pace.
No,
I don't.
No.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't see her name.
Go down to Brian Piccolo's wife.
I think it could be Shelley Fabre.
Ouch!
Was it Shelley Fabre?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'd like to mention the beautiful score by Michael LeGrand.
Michelle LeGrand.
Mike.
Mike LeGrand. Mikey LeGrand. And that anybody know that melody?
What,
the theme from Brian's song?
Do it. If you know it, do it.
I don't. How unfortunate.
I'd know it if I heard it.
We have it.
We really do have it?
Hold on.
Because that is really how you identify the movie. People that aren't even tracking with anything we're saying might hear that theme and remember it.
Dick Buck has played himself.
Did he really?
Yeah. All right. This would be on TV's greatest. When was that out? The
70s? 1971.
70s. Early 70s.
Early 70s.
Oh, Christ. I wish I had my glasses.
34 years ago.
We sound old.
Cartoons, sitcoms, primetime drama.
Primetime drama. One of the very first of the mega TV movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, everybody watched that. Everybody watched it.
Okay. All right. Brian's song, please.
Here, get ready to cry. Here's the sad song.
You got me on that one.
Oh, come on. You didn't know that was coming?
No, because you really looked like you were going to play it.
Years ago.
Elvis did a concert, you know.
Theme to Brian's song.
It was in the Coliseum.
Do we really have it, Rock?
No.
You know, I don't think we have it.
Before the concert will start, Elvis drunk water in a cup.
Do you remember back then when Brian's song was on? I think they ran it maybe without commercial interruption. And also, I remember it being very controversial at the time because they dropped the N-bomb a couple of times.
Yeah.
It became very easy to Jimmy Kahn, I thought, in that movie.
And I forgot that was Billy Dee Williams. I completely forgot that. So we don't have it, huh?
No, we don't.
I have it at home.
Ah, yeah, at home. Where all the clutter is.
Hey,
Mike. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mouth.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Lou Ferrigno.
Yes, I just finished a TV, a feature movie called Cage. It's an action-adventure film dealing with a soldier who gets shot in the head and becomes mentally deficient. That should be out in January. And also a comedy with Sally Kellerman and George Segal. That'll be out in a month.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
For the record, John Norman laughed at that thing. Okay. Make sure to visit Addicted to Kelly. Hey, John is Addicted to Kelly. Make sure to visit addictedtokelly.com for all the latest Kelly Clarkson videos and your chance to win Kelly's Mustang convertible. Brought to you by Ford, a beautiful Mustang GT convertible. This segment of the Don and Mike Show brought to you by Ford and addictedtokelly.com. His Kelly addiction is, of course, his lovely wife. Not getting any treatment for that, are you?
Forever. There is no cure for it.
No methadone or anything?
It's not worth trying.
Keep trying. All right, let's move on with the best of Don and Mike, because right now there's no other place to go. Earlier in the week, we talked about Beth Ann propositioning the WJFK Morning Show Sports Junkies producer, CK. That's what happened. And here we get the fallout from that. And also, a commercial produced by Joe Artinger. Yay, Joe.
Joe.
Thanks, Rob.
No problem. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, honey.
Donnie, since everything's all broke down, can you send my baby-smelling boyfriend home?
Baby-smelling boyfriend?
Mike smells like babies all the time.
Like my girlfriend said to me one time.
Interesting.
You smell like baby. And that was like after two days where I haven't really been near a shower.
So that's not a compliment.
Not in my show.
Well, it was cute, but it really wasn't a compliment.
Hello? Hello, are you there?
I am here, but boy, oh boy, do you sound like hell, Joe.
Oh, this is Hello? Don. This is Don and Mike there, friend.
Hey there, dear Joe.
Thanks for the compliment.
Why, now, why are you saying Joe again, sir? Why don't you turn your radio down and focus, all right?
I am focused.
No, you're not. You've identified both Don and Mike as Joe twice now.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Don. You sound very crappy.
I was just talking to you.
And Mike. That was Mike who was just speaking to you.
Well, All, Mike, very good. All I wanted to ask you, Don, is please,
what?
To help keep things from happening bad again, say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
No. I've given up on that. Really. You can keep that stupid superstition going if you want to.
Well, consider...
That's why you're a mystery man, because yesterday you told everybody, don't forget rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
I said, if you still believe in that crap.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Let's go ahead and say it.
Well, just consider what's happened today. The credit card,
yeah.
The mystery building blow up.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, you think all of that happened because I didn't say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Well,
yes.
As it turns out, if you want me to be totally what I'm really thinking, I did say it on July 1st, and gosh, 10 days later, Frida was taken from me. So really, the warranty on that is kind of worn out. The rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
But you know, I only have one thought in my head right now, though, sir. Do you think if we all said it simultaneously, maybe your head would explode?
Yes, I'm sure if you say it, it probably will.
Go ahead and...
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
Boom! Bye.
Bye-bye. So don't worry about me. Worry about you, sir. Okay?
Yes.
I don't worry about you, so you please don't worry about me.
Fair enough.
I don't think about you at all.
Worry about the dirt.
Now, Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah. Beth Ann McBride.
Who is the... Hold on a second. Here's a guy, Joe's... Now the phones are obviously working correctly.
Excellent.
And Joe has actually screened a call, and it says, this guy will tell us why the phones crash.
Oh, good.
A guy who's not here, maybe he knows. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yes, it was the instant ratings coming in. They blew the phones up.
They're so darn good.
Okay, right.
Glad Joe got that one on.
Yeah. Good job of screening there, Joe.
Cheer you up.
I need that help from the world's oldest phone screener. After all, it's Thursday. Because, you know, we got his best yesterday, Mike.
All is right with the world. He got that one. He screened that one for ye.
All right, so Beth Ann McBride will be leaving us shortly, and we're sad about that.
Yeah.
But as I had mentioned, yes, it might not stop crying.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, I'm getting very emotional.
She mentioned yesterday on the air that if she was going to have a fling before she left the happy Don and Mike bosom, she would like to have it with Chris Kennard, CK, who is the producer for the Junkies.
Is that his last name?
Kynard?
Kennard.
Isn't a Kennard like an
illusion?
A sham, yes.
And
a prevarication?
Right.
Chris Kennard. I got that. I didn't get that because I went to AU. I got that because I watched The Natural.
That's it. That's where I remember it from as well.
Mr. Hobbs, you'll pardon the absence of light.
Oh, when he's sitting in the owner's office.
Pardon me, Mr. Hobbs. I thought we had a deal.
So now we're calling Chris Kennard, who is in Las Vegas.
Vegas!
Hello?
Hey, CK, it's Don and Mike. What's happening?
What's going on, guys?
Sorry we're late for calling you, but you can relate to this. There was a problem with the telephone.
Something happened, like, outside the studio, and everything went down.
Yeah. Now that CK's on the phone.
Las Vegas is calling.
Now, they were the Junkies doing the remote.
You're not, like, with a hooker or anything right now, are you, CK?
Not yet, but there's still time.
Okay. Are you aware that yesterday on our show, Beth Ann McBride said... We asked her if she could nail anybody, if she could have relations with anybody before she left.
She said, yes, there is one person.
And she said it was you, and she said that she even pretty much asked you. Is that how you remember it, CK?
You know, we were talking about that actually today, because I did talk to Beth Ann after our show today, and I don't remember it quite the way she does.
Well, could you perhaps give us your take on... She mentioned that there was like a moment that she had with you where you were back in the producer's room, you're in a studio, and then she kind of like followed you upstairs. Can you walk us through that a little bit?
Do you remember that?
Well, she also mentioned a wardrobe malfunction.
There was no wardrobe malfunction.
What was that?
I was only kidding.
Oh, okay.
Like
right.
She flashed him, you see.
No.
Now, Rob, seriously.
Seriously.
What I remember is her coming into the production studio where I was working and just... At some point during a normal, you know, run-of-the-mill conversation we were having, she kind of dropped that she had a bit of a crush.
God, she's such a rookie.
And were you, like, typing?
Well, I was working, but, you know, she had my full attention at that point, certainly.
Now, listen, just between us guys.
Uh-huh. Well, here she comes.
She
couldn't stay away.
What?
What?
Nothing.
What are you mad at now?
I was very flattered, I'll say that.
Did you hear what he just said? He just said he was very flattered.
Well, when you come in, you
step up to the microphone.
You come in behind the microphones and you say to me, thanks, Don. What did I say? What did I say now?
No, it was just, he's telling the exact truth.
Who is I am? You're saying that I'm exaggerating or Chris is?
Chris is telling the truth.
And he's saying he was flattered.
Well, hold up. Why did you come in and say to me, oh, Don, like you're mad at me?
Because then I heard it being broadcast over 10
Well, you were very upfront with it yesterday.
I know.
Dummy, you said it.
I wasn't listening to it, you know? I was
you
saying
it. You said
it. I know. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, Bethany. How are you?
Very good. Listen, I'm going to leave the room now.
No, hold on a second.
I kind of like you two being on the air together.
Now, CK, did you know when Beth Ann approached you in the production room? You know she's leaving. And you know,
I know that now.
And you know that that would strictly be a hit and run. I mean, you could be with Beth Ann and never worry about her again.
It would really be no strings attached. Speaking of attached, CK, if you don't mind, are you currently attached to anyone?
Not officially, no.
Yeah.
You're not officially, no. That is a no.
Yeah.
In Guy Talk, Beth Ann, that is a no.
Yeah. So.
Like he's leaving it open for me.
Now, Beth Ann, when you told us the story yesterday, you described CK. The word that was used was you frightened him.
I did.
All right. And that actually was a very descriptive term. I pictured CK.
You predator.
Doing whatever he was doing and CK maybe freezing up. CK, now really, I know that Beth Ann respects honesty. Were you a little freaked out when she said that to you?
Well, it's not that. Sometimes I don't know if Beth Ann is just saying something to get a reaction or if she's telling the truth.
Join the club.
I lay my cards on the table, every single one of them.
Join the club with that. You never know when she's being square.
In retrospect, now that you've heard about this, do you see that moment differently now?
I would have to say so, certainly.
And I think what we all want to know is,
please don't.
Are you interested in Beth Ann's proposition?
I don't think I can do that.
Oh.
I don't think I can fulfill. I know I'm just one of you guys, but I don't think I can make that happen.
Oh. Wow. Ouch.
Well, he's being honest.
Ouch.
How much?
I'm just sorry you had to do this on the air.
You are really, you know, you're going to... You're going to really destroy that phone cord, that headphone cord. You're twisting it so much.
How about if Mike and I put some money together?
No. Well, how much are you talking? I couldn't do that.
Sure,
I lose in Vegas, I suppose.
Sure you're good. If you have a losing night at the tables tonight?
Yeah. Think about it.
Just might.
But I think it's important to point out...
You know,
yes.
I try to be professional at work, and I tend to not date people I'm working with.
Oh, she's leaving. She's
Stop
gone.
It enough.
She's gone.
She started it.
Matter of fact, CK, last time I remember you like taking a run at anybody, it was the girl that was the hostess at my restaurant who found out that she was 16 years old.
You know that I like younger women.
Not older. Well, this has been good 16, for my self-esteem.
Yes, she was 16,
good.
CK.
How is she doing, Mike?
I don't think she's there anymore. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I was hoping she'd be at the Christmas party.
Yes. Oh, God.
He's probably 17 by now, right?
Yeah, probably.
Possibly.
You know, Beth
Ann, isn't he charming?
You know, Beth Ann is just standing here, like, just presenting herself to you.
You know, her body language tells me she's not going to take no for an answer.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I mean, you tell somebody how you feel, you know, but he was so nice to me.
So you are rescinding the offer?
Like it was an offer. I mean, you know, like...
You said it wrong.
Yeah,
hold on, yesterday.
Well, you said it wasn't an offer of like, animal raw sex, but it was an offer to go out, right?
Correct. I asked him out on a date.
Yeah.
Well, I think she's been saving herself for 13 years. She should continue probably waiting for the...
Another 13.
The right situation.
The right situation.
You are, boy.
He is rather skillful, isn't he?
Very charming, very smooth.
He's the best.
He's quite a smoothie.
Listen to that. He's breaking your heart in 1 million pieces, and you say he's the best.
He did that 6 weeks ago.
You know, don't be really, don't be discouraged, because I think I'm...
Greg Edger. He's single.
Greg Edger! God.
For everybody.
Greg Edger. I would guarantee if you asked Greg Edger, he'd say yes.
Stop.
What's that?
I was talking about Greg Edger.
No.
What?
My fear would be he'd say no.
Greg Edger would probably say yes. Probably.
But you know,
I've gone to probably already, haven't I?
He's very potent.
I think.
Now, how many children has he fathered?
You know,
I think Greg would say no.
No, are you no serious,
offense.
Rob?
No offense.
Seven. Rob is not serious.
Yeah. No offense. I think he would say no.
Okay.
You're not. You're probably.
What do you think, Buzz?
I think you're right. I think you would probably politely decline.
No, seriously, Edger, you're probably just. It's just a little too much going on upstairs.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, CK, go on back to your room there at Mandalay Bay and think about Beth Ann.
I will do that.
Okay.
Long and hard.
Thanks for being on the show.
Wow.
Okay.
That thanks, like
CK.
Yes,
all right, guys. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Oh, and we've just heard this bad news. Greg Edger is engaged.
Yes.
Oh.
Why are the good ones always...
So he's off the radar, too. He's another behind-the-scenes guy here.
You may need to change that policy about married men.
Well, B.A. Hold on, here's Regis.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter.
Right.
When the snow comes to cover the ground.
Nice song.
Well, it's time to play. It's a whipped cream day.
Yeah.
I'll wait for it the whole year round.
Now, really, before you leave, will you stop coming in and saying to me, thanks, Don, like I've done something when you have come in and said stuff on the air.
Right,
there was,
I know.
You know, you could have kept this entire little
you asked
interlude.
Me, so I answer the question.
This is true.
Well, that's how conversation works.
Then don't answer the question.
But here's now, since he's brought that up to you, I have a backup question for you.
Okay.
Is there a backup plan? Do you have a backup plan
here
at the station?
I don't think she's into that.
No.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking, you know what I'm talking
disagree.
About.
Disagree.
So, I don't know what
you're
talking
shut
about.
Shut up, butt lover.
Is there a...
Buzz,
you know, whenever
butt
we,
lover.
If we get into the butt, everything stops.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Not with Buzz.
No. Do you know why everything stops?
No.
Because really, secretly, one person's really obsessed with it.
Yeah, one person is obsessed with other people doing something that's just not right.
You hear all that? Hear all that. This is bizarro.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Well...
No matter what, I hate to think of you like that. I never think of you like that.
Oh, good. Okay.
Even though Buzz is... hold on. What'd you say?
No, it was a joke. Please, don't freeze.
What did you...
You heard her.
No.
You would have done that with CK?
No, I would have actually done more than go to dinner with him and maybe a movie.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't have done more? I thought you said you would have done more.
I wouldn't have.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No, I wanted to get to know him.
Is there a backup guy here? Like, what about Gordon?
Not a soul.
I would hate to picture you being like, do you ever watch the Ellen DeGeneres TV talk show?
Sometimes.
I would hate to think of you as that donkey. She has this little donkey on her desk, and you lift up the tail, and a cigarette comes out.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen that on Ellen.
I would hate to think of you.
Well, good.
In that position, with the cigarette.
Of course you do.
Either going in or coming.
Rob, you have all the trinkets. Rob's office is Bauble Central.
All right, what about that dope Andrew that you're so fond of?
The star of the month?
Yeah.
Well, didn't we already ask about Andrew being like, isn't
he's
taken
the star
of the month?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's got the mail order, bro.
Here you go. Now, I know he's got a girlfriend, but it's a, you know, I don't know how serious he is about this relationship.
Imagine.
What about Jonathan?
You know, he really loves that girl.
He really loves you.
No, he does love me. Like, he loves his mom, and if he had a sister.
Rob's bringing it. Rob,
yeah,
say it out loud. Three-way.
And what you don't know is that he wants to make love to his mom, and he wants to make love to his sister.
Okay, I'll go back in the back room and think about this.
He loves his girlfriend and wants you to love his girlfriend.
Thank you, B.A.
Thank you.
Thanks, Beth. Bye, Beth.
Bye, Beth.
Beth, be not proud. Just no clue.
I love that she comes up right at the very beginning. Just walks away from the mic and just comes over to me.
She did. She walked right up to you.
Thanks, Don. Like I'm the guy that Svengali said,
right.
Hey, I got a revelation last night.
Right.
Like medium in the middle of the night. Wow, Beth Ann wants to bone CK. I just know it. Oh, you attacked him. For goodness sakes.
And told us about it.
I got half a mind to go to HR with this. And I want to dedicate this to HR.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter. When the snow comes to cover the ground.
Take it upstairs.
Well, it's time to play. No. It's a whipped cream day.
It's a whipped cream day.
For it the whole year round.
Agate. Hello. Don is my show.
Hey, guys. How come you didn't throw in B.A.'s daughter? CK would have jumped at that.
Well, that's true.
Not for us to
now.
Come on now.
True. It's not.
Now stop that. You know we don't like that kind of humor.
Don and Mike's show. Hello.
What's up, fellas? How you doing today?
Okay, very well, thank you.
Well, I would like to offer my services to one VA McBride.
I know there are a lot of guys out there. That, yeah, that you, don't, just... you don't work here, and she's not fond of you. She doesn't know you.
TFL. Too late, my friend. TFL.
It's all about the get-to-know process, fellas.
Get-to-know process. Get out of here.
Line Come on, form. Fellas.
Get to know that.
Get to know me.
Wait, let's see. Okay, we handled the Beth Ann thing. Oh, I know. Hold on. Before we get to the Jerry on Larry tapes, and boy, this will be a good segment
yeah.
for you. Because Jerry was out of his mind last night promoting the Dean Martin book on the Larry King Show. And we'll give away $1,000 today. Here's something we didn't get to yesterday. Spotlight on Joe Ardinger.
Yay.
Okay?
Oh, good.
Joe. Sweet, doughy-headed Joe.
I don't think a lot of people know how deep Joe's talent runs.
And I bet a lot of people don't know how desperate this radio station is to have anyone do a commercial for them. Now, Rob certainly has done his share. Buzz is an uber whore.
I do.
Mike gets out there and gets it done. I like to think that I've got at least some scruples. I do the ones that we have to do in our contracts.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But there is really someone who's never been involved in the process at any level.
Right.
And that's Joe. Joe's never had an endorsement. Joe's never had to read a tag for a commercial.
You don't hear a lot of Joe on the radio station.
And that is by design, Mike.
Yes.
But they have come to Joe, and they said to him, and I promise you, I'm not setting you up for a lame parody thing.
It's a real commercial.
Yes. They asked Joe to make a jingle for, what is the client?
It's a Honda ATV place.
Honda ATV place. So without further ado, here now is Joe.
Was Joe approached to do the jingle, or did Joe say, I can do a jingle? I mean, I don't
that
know.
I know. Know. Do you know the details?
I actually am responsible for this. I was, believe it or not, this is a spot I turned down. I know it shocked you.
What?
But it seems like there's a lot of me on the radio lately.
Wait a minute.
Disagree.
You turned down money?
It wasn't a lot of money.
Did they want
you actually did think that you had become overexposed on the radio station.
Yeah, there's a lot of spots running right now.
Did they want you to sing a jingle?
Yes.
No, you're kidding.
No, they came to me, and I think the initial idea was some sort of off-key singing Christmas jingle.
A bad jingle. They wanted a bad jingle.
And Michelle came to me, and she's wonderful. And she said... Would you do this? I said, no, you really should go to Joe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Joe was excited.
All right, so here it is. Let me just say, it already sounds like Cheese Dick's Small Market.
That's what they wanted.
He played every instrument.
It already sounds
like... Did he really?
Yep.
You're listening to 1430 WQTQ Radio. We'll be right back. Then you would hear like a large
dunk.
Oh, ATV, how naughty are your tires? Oh, ATV, how naughty are your tires? A Honda Rancher or a Ton?
A TRX-90 for the little one.
Oh, ATV, Honda ATV, they got one for the whole family. Oh, ATV, Honda ATV, they're at the motorcycle factory.
This Friday and Saturday at the motorcycle factory, get all your Christmas shopping done. They make it so easy with 20% off all parts and accessories. Plus, all Honda ATVs and motorcycles are on sale. Especially priced to give you something to carol about. I love financing. You can give gifts to go for just $29 a month. $29 a month. The Motorcycle Factory in Woodbridge. Check MotorcycleFactoryInc.com for all holiday sale details.
Welcome. So 6 months of payment for 2% on the original balance at 18.9% fixed APR through GE Money Bank. Other restrictions apply. Offers good through 12/31/05. See dealer for details. Honda. Yes, let go.
Bravo! Author! Author! ATV, ATV. It is already burned into my brain.
How knobby are your tires?
Do dollar, you want to buy a truck?
Dollar a holler. Dollar a holler. Who wants to buy a commercial?
He is a triple threat, ladies and gentlemen.
He sings, he plays, he announces.
You calling the agency?
Hello?
Let me speak to Brian Wilson, please. let me speak to Ludwig von Beethoven.
How many instruments did you play, Joe?
We're talking with Stevie Wonder Ardinger.
I guess, including the Casio keyboard, six.
Wow. Six instruments.
I guess there's four guitars, bass guitar, and... five. There's three guitars, bass guitar, and then the fabulous Casio keyboard.
Joe, you can really milk your instrument.
I can rock.
How did you come up with the concept?
It was given to me, really. They said, sing bad. I said, I sing the best bad.
The best bad?
Yeah.
Were you thirsty? How shall I phrase this? Were you thirsty when you did that?
The rock and roll part, it's amazing what you can do with a fuzzy guitar and a 12-pack of beer.
Yeah. Here's a project for you. I throw this out to you.
The reeds and the singing I did the next morning.
Mm-hmm. That's some of my favorite part. Here's what I throw out to you, Joe. That if they wanted something that was supposed to be kind of cheesy, and that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's what the story is?
Said on the copy, sung badly, and I found myself in the morning trying too hard, and I said, wait a minute, I'm working too hard. You know how I am.
I agree. It's just too good.
He says that all the time.
They wanted sung badly. Okay, well, yeah. How about over the next couple of days, give us a version where you're trying? Because I'd like to be able to actually feel, smell, hear the difference between you doing a bad job on purpose.
And doing a seriously killer jingle.
But do the same jingle, just do it good. Don't do it bad.
I can do that because it's already stored in the computer at home, so all
fantastic.
I have to do is bring it up.
The music track, sure.
But I don't know how well I can sing OATV, OATV.
Well, now, come on. This is your chance to shine, Joe.
Mm-hmm. What if he sang O, Don, and Mike?
My favorite part would be, how knobby are your tires?
Actually, I was having a joke with myself at home because I started singing, Oh, Paul Gorgie.
That would be, yes, that'd be a joke just for you.
How bright are your tan lines?
Joe. All right, bye.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day. Congratulations.
Good day.
Yeah, it's just like nonstop. It's creativity coming out of his pores.
That's right.
He's fun.
Tiles. That's my favorite part. Oh, ATV, tiles. You know when people sing, they do that.
They go a little British almost.
Right.
It's Michelle's account, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Mantle.
Congratulating her.
I'm sure she's not selling.
You just gave me a wonderful thought. I think when Joe does if he does another one, he should do the read in his British accent.
Right.
This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. It's Don and Mike.
Well, hi, Don and Mike.
Hey there.
How are you?
We're pretty good. What?
I didn't say anything.
You know Rob's wonderful.
I love you, Michelle.
I love you more.
Thank you.
Have you heard this, Michelle?
OATV, OATV, how knobby are your tires? OATV, OATV, how knobby are your tires?
What do you think, Don?
Well, now they tell me that you were going for bad.
Right.
If you were going for bad, I'd say bullseye.
Is that how you pitched it to the client, Michelle?
Well, actually, the client, it was their concept.
It was their concept?
Their concept. Really? Yeah. How'd that come about?
Well, she wrote the script and sent over the concept to how she wanted it to sound.
Well, I would say to that client, what their next move should be is to rent a Brinks truck and back it up to their building and just get ready for the money.
Right.
Because it's a brilliant concept.
It is, and nobody's done it before, and I think it's going to be fantastic.
It's a brilliant execution, and thank you for giving Joe his big break.
Did the client write the lyrics?
Yes.
Mm. You know, that makes it all the sweeter.
Those are original lyrics, yeah.
Now that I think
Oh, the client
it,
did write the lyrics?
Now that I know the client's even more behind it than Joe, I think maybe they should make that two Brinks trucks. there might be that much of a groundswell of
right,
people going out to buy their ATVs now.
Just dip those ATVs in gold. Because this is gold-plated.
I'm glad you guys think so.
Oh, yes. And thank you for making Joe feel like he's a part of things.
Absolutely, I can do my part.
All right, thank you, Michelle.
Have a good one.
Hey, did you know that Beth Ann wanted to do CK?
I heard, yeah.
Yeah, it's getting crazy around the holidays, isn't it?
It sure is.
Oh. Okay, bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Baby talk.
Joe's not the only one to blame for this.
OATV, OATV, how naughty are your tires?
He didn't write the lyric. Now I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I thought he concepted the whole thing. I think he adapted it.
A Honda Ranch or a
TRS-90 for the little one.
OATV, Honda ATV, wake up before...
You know, I've always said, all the radio stations in a major market that I've ever worked at, mm-hmm. this one has always had the highest production standards.
Yep.
And nothing has changed that opinion.
I feel sorry. I know a lot of people down along the network are listening on AM, and they're not hearing it in stereo.
Yeah, they're not going to get the full value.
Mm-hmm. Out of all the stations I've ever worked at, this is one of them.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
That's the latest. That's just beautiful.
Yes. John Norman, do not give me a dirty look. That is not directed at you.
Everybody, get over it, please. Yeah.
John does really well with the Lincoln Logs. They toss him.
Yes,
not like he can create from nothing.
I know. Right.
And don't you think, really, that at the sales office, they got to fight over a call like that, like tigers at the zoo.
Sure.
When they throw in a piece of meat. When the call comes back and they go, okay, hold on just a moment. Hold on, please. You're not going to believe this. There's a client on the phone who wants a bad commercial and has written the song themselves.
And they're paying cash.
Yeah!
I want it.
Fine.
That's when Michelle...
Hanabi, are your tires?
Michelle
the little one.
Knocks everyone out of the way with her gigantic breath.
Yeah, out of my way.
I'll get that one. It's like... Oh, I'm sorry. It's like... Boom. I'll get that one. I want it. She does do the baby talk.
She does have the list, too, doesn't she? She gets a lot of clients.
Yes, she does. Okay. There you go. Congratulations, Joe Arden.
Oh, congratulations.
Many more. Many more to come. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Everything you read, when he came in, he was good. They built tremendous highways. He returned, you know, got all the factories going, everything. He was good at the beginning, but then he went nuts. He went berserk, I guess, and I think even his own generals tried to kill him, didn't they? Everybody in history knows that he did. Was good at the beginning, but he just went too far.
The Don and Mike Show. Goodness, it's the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back live in studio on Monday. Until then, let's have a visit with the Piano Man.
Dedicate this one to Michael Hughes. We'll get to our guest in a moment, everybody.
Yeah.
How you doing? You're listening to Soul Radio. This is your brother Don Edward here. Almost a TGIF. Hump day. Michael Hughes, you son of a bitch.
What they do is not in your face.
Oh,
I don't want your face.
Yeah. Quiet Storm.
It's a song about dishonesty.
Send that out to Michael Hughes.
Hello.
Bet all your teeth didn't get knocked out during your recent dental surgery.
Enjoy your glass of warm wine.
You're on a quiet storm.
Mm-hmm.
Quincy coming up, along with some Nora Jones.
Baby.
All that boring crap they play on the smooth jazz station. And once again, Stevie Wonder, I just called to say I love you. Which, no way, is effing jazz.
But it doesn't matter.
Here we go now. Let's talk music. Here is David Syme. Hey, David.
Hey.
Hi, David. How are you?
Fine. Good to be on with you.
Now, Dave is the human jukebox.
I love this.
Wow. He has a website, www.symepiano.com. And the deal is that you went to the Juilliard Institute. And you have how many songs in your memory?
Well, I don't claim to know everything, but I know about 5,000 songs.
Wow.
I'm an actively touring concert pianist with the heart of a saloon player, and I love to play your favorite songs.
Now, when you say you know 5,000, we're talking melodies, right? We're not necessarily talking lyrics.
Yeah, just melodies. And they're all songs that the average person would recognize. I don't claim to be encyclopedic.
Okay, so you don't go deep into the obscure songs that most people might not know.
Well, then, songs.
Then off the top of our head, if you don't mind, Mike and I would love to start with you. Now, it says on your press release that we got from Bach to Bachman Turner Overdrive. Hmm. So may I ask that you start with, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
I forgot how that goes.
Oh, right out of the tune.
happening out there?
All right. How about, then they give you a softball, taking care of business.
Okay.
He got that one. Hey, dude.
he's rocking.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right,
Mike?
Ready? Flight of the Bumblebee.
I will go around the room
and play. Line to this.
Are you
he's
ready
not only
Buzz?
Playing it, he's playing the hell out of it.
Are you ready to play Buzz?
I think so.
David?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's how we'll do it, too, when we want to get him to stop. David!
All right.
Buzz.
Elton John, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Okay.
Yes,
Rob, sort of. Rob.
How about Freebird?
This is a blast. You know the only thing that's missing right now?
What?
The piano bar.
Exactly.
Hold on, my turn. David.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah.
The wedding song.
Let's see.
I hate that song. Okay, David, that's enough. Mike.
Billy Joel's Angry Young Man.
Good one.
My favorite piano that he does.
Great.
He did the good part.
All right, David.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Jethro Tull's Aqualung.
I don't know.
Okay. You got one, Buzz.
Rob.
How about Great Balls of Fire?
David.
Yeah.
Born Free.
What?
Born Free.
Born Free.
I think we're doing a really good job of balance.
David.
Yeah.
Mike.
Team from 2001.
Is that Space Odyssey?
Yes. David.
Yeah.
Buzz.
This is a blast.
Elvis, Are You Lonesome Tonight?
We are doing a good job with the balance here.
Rob.
David.
Yeah.
Light classical, The Saber Dance.
What?
You'll know it. You'll know it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
You'll recognize it when you hear it.
Also known as...
Now, if we give you a couple of notes of it, will you get it?
You know, I really do know this one. I'm just...
Is it the...
I got it.
Just need a little jump.
All right, David. Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Don't know it.
Oh, by you too.
Where the Streets Have No Name.
What's that?
Where the Streets Have No Name.
Sorry, don't know it.
Oh, you too. Hit me,
older.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Is that Captain and Tennille?
It's Britney Spears. But I'll settle for Love Will Keep Us Together.
Yeah.
Mike.
something for the kids, the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
David.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Bad, bad Leroy Brown.
Oh, God. Rob.
David.
Yeah.
Everybody loves somebody sometime.
Oh, let's put it on the couch.
David.
Yeah.
I can't smile without you. She got a big fag. It's not real good with a rock.
I'm trying to get a rock song.
I'll give him a Beatles one. Can I do it real fast?
Go ahead.
David.
Yeah.
Hey, Jude. Okay, David.
Yeah.
Mike.
All right, here we go. The Stairway to Heaven. Nice.
Okay, David.
God, you're not even letting me play any of these.
No, that's what's making it fun, and I hope you're having as much fun as we are.
We recognize the songs immediately. Buzz.
A Beach Boys. Fun, fun, fun.
Okay. You want a little or a lot of it? Or
just a little of everything. Your favorite part.
Yeah. David.
Yeah.
Rob.
A real rockin' version of Girl from Ipanema.
Okay.
Dave. Dave.
Yeah.
Staying Alive. We can only do this to this guy like for another minute. Dave.
Yeah?
Mike, you're almost done. Mike.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, September.
Don't know what's up.
Oh! Earth, Wind, and Fire, That's the Way of the World.
Don't know what.
Got to Get You Into My Life.
Oh, yeah.
Dave. Dave. Dave.
Yeah.
To Dream the Impossible Dream.
Very good classic. Color My World.
Oh. Why don't you do a little voiceover like you were doing before?
Yeah,
and well, we've lived and we've loved. You know, that kind of thing.
Go ahead, Don. Talk it up.
I'll be glad to run now. I want to see right now. We've got a guy on the telephone named David Sine. As far as I know, he's in a home full of Spam hot dogs that is dipped in some type of apple pancake sauce. I went there earlier today. I was nearly bowled over by the smell of up to 800 dead cats. Yet, when I met David, he said, "Have you seen Cats? I know all of the songs." Here he is now.
I think you walked it a little bit, didn't you?
A little bit, because I got into it.
It was hard to tell.
Sure.
Oh, this guy's fantastic.
David,
yeah.
What is... Now, it's obvious you have this talent.
Yeah.
What do you do with this talent besides being on a cruise ship?
I mean, I play concerts internationally. I'm playing in the Czech Republic, Rhapsody in Blue on...
play some of that. Will you play some of that? Play just a little bit. That's one of my favorites.
Nice.
You know, I expect people know it from United Airlines.
Yeah. Though.
Let's stop. Now it's like we're on hold of the doctor's office.
He's into it.
Yeah.
David.
Your call is important to David.
David.
Please stay on the line, and David will be with you shortly.
David.
Yeah.
David. Okay.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I mean, we're going to give you a round of applause.
With symphonies, and I play for conventions, and when I'm home, I do these radio shows to sell my CDs.
That's fantastic.
What I do. Well, we will have a link to your website on ours, and we hope you sell some CDs. It's SymePiano, SymePiano.com.
Thank you.
Pretty good. You got almost all of them that we had for you.
Yeah,
I
have one question for you, David. Have you ever done a show where you just go into a hall, or you play in some saloon, where people just shout out stuff, and you just do it that way?
At my informal type concerts, I usually, on the second half, I give about 15 minutes to that, where I make a list of everyone's songs that they shout from the audience and then do a medley of those.
Oh, cool. That's fantastic.
I'm sure you guys have been married and divorced. I'll play at one of your weddings next time you try.
Thank you. Okay. I'll take you up on that.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks a lot, man.
Bye-bye.
That's great. Well, not many goose eggs up on the board.
No,
he did well. But you were right, Don. You had to skew a little older, though.
Everybody's calling to bitch, saying they all wanted to play the game. Well, listen, go get your own radio show and find this guy, and you can play the game with him.
Everybody wants to hear their song.
Although it did say right on the press release, hello, Don and Mike, it said from Bach to BTO.
Yeah. Right.
So, I throw out
love you. I mean, you stumped him with that BTO right out of the
box. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
you should ask this guy if he knows Has-Been from William Shatner.
Okay, again.
You know we're going to get a million of those.
Too obscure.
That
would not be something that he would even know. But
great album.
How about us?
Yeah.
No shots fired.
No. Pretty darn good. We showed great restraint.
Don and Mike.
Hey, I wanted to talk to Don.
Okay. Well, see, right away, the guy doesn't know he's on the air, so I'll use him as an example.
Oh, good. My goodness.
Now,
what are you going to be doing?
I based this on the great bit of tape that I saw recently of those upstanding officers in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there certainly is no reason to take out your gun and just shoot a guy.
You just want to rough him up a little bit?
You can rough him up. Right. So
teach him a lesson.
Mm-hmm. So if we get someone who we don't really want to shoot,
but doesn't know they're on the air,
we will just attack them with the telephone.
Like that. Right off the forehead.
Yeah. And there you go. And he's out of there.
That'll leave a mark. Take him to school.
And he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone.
And he's gone.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You should have asked for Chuck Man Jones Tijuana Taxi.
Can I have the gun? Herb Alpert's Tijuana Taxi, even better.
You should have asked for a clue.
Mike?
Yes.
Who was going to try to save bullets today?
I'm sorry. I know. I just it was too much fun.
I'm on the Don and Mike show.
Hi. I was going to see if I could get that guy to play Chariots of Fire. If he knows Chariots of Fire.
Now, do you want the gun back?
No, I don't, because I've got some restraint.
Okay. You going to throw the phone at him?
Oh.
Yeah, that's restraint.
Gonna need stitches.
You know, you can kill a guy, Charlie M. He popped his eye out.
Hello, don't make me be a bad guy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, this is Tarso. I just love this segment on David the piano player. And by the way, you guys.
Oh, excuse me. What was that magician's name that you had up front? What was that?
Didn't he tell you this is Parso?
This is Parso. No, the magnificent. This, what is your name?
It's Tarso.
P as in Paul, A-R-S-O?
Actually, T-A-R-S-O. Tarso. Tarzan the Monkey Man.
Ritarso.
Tarso. The amazing Tarso.
Is that a given name or a nickname?
Tarso.
That's my real name.
Uh-huh. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Well, what's up, Tardo?
Tarso. Now, listen, the segment you just had with the piano player.
Yes, Tardo.
That was awesome, man. I was on a cruise this past year. And while every other dumbass was on the karaoke thing, I sat at the piano bar and listened to this Greek piano player who was just awesome. I sip port and smoke cigars for half the night just listening to this guy. They had a game going on I had to guess the song.
Hey, can we just stop for 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Because I want you to contemplate this.
Okay.
Very little I care about anything you've said. And it's only because you seem to be a nice guy that I'm not going to shoot you.
There, he's gone. It's a shame. I wanted to hear if the Greek guy took him back to his suite.
Hello. Don is my show.
You know, in spirit of this weekend, you should have had him play
Super Bowl is gay.
Okay, see, we'll spare you.
Go in peace.
Go in peace. Yours in Christ. I love Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, I just wondered if there's any coincidence to the fact that you stopped wearing your wedding ring on Beth Ann's birthday.
Oh, the secret
is out.
Who even
knows? It really is today her birthday?
We didn't think you knew.
Is this really? How the hell did you know it's her birthday?
I'm her secret admirer.
The big 6-0.
Oh.
Yeah.
How are you getting along without her? Seems to me it would be a legitimate reason to call her.
Right, she's in the wheel. She's in the wheel, but we have another beautiful lady that's coming on the show at our next break.
That's right.
And we do have the Wheel of Family and Friends, and perhaps Beth Ann's name will come up again.
You can call her anytime to say belated happy birthday.
Sure, I can. Hey, you know what? Even better. How about we'll just have this creep call her? Hold on a second. If we get her voicemail, you can just leave her a message. Okay, because I'm pretty sure, I know she should be on the air now. So most likely she will not answer the cell.
Maybe she's doing an Osgood segment.
Hey, hold on, the guy just hung up.
He was a creep anyway.
The guy just hung up. Sure.
Does anybody have any, what, is it her birthday?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Hey, this is Beth Ann. Thanks for calling.
Who cares?
Your name and your number, and I'll try to give you a call back. Thank you.
All right, you leave the
to
message.
To record a message, press 1 or stay on the line.
Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Oh, hold on, Rob.
Hi, Beth Ann. It's Paul Gorgie, and I've got some free time on my hands, and I was wondering if I mightn't come down and celebrate your birthday with you. Happy birthday. Let's have some cake. Bye.
We heard it was your birthday, Beth Ann.
Some guy called and said it was your birthday.
We don't know if it's true or not.
You say it's your birthday? It's my birthday too, yeah.
Hope everything's going well. Don?
Rob's driving me crazy. But remember, once the door closes, it never opens again. You'll never be invited back to this show. We love you and miss you. Happy birthday.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. And there you go.
Very good.
Who knows if it's the girl's birthday or not, but happy 38th.
If it's not, she'll look puzzled. If it is, she'll get that message and have a good cry.
She sent me a nice email last night about the State of the Union, so she's still, the same.
Mm-hmm.
She's at work all the time.
That's right.
Same old Beth Ann McBride.
Right.
And another beautiful lady that's come into our lives and gone and come back and gone. Jim Nance.
Yep, she says she's going to be available.
From CBS. Even though he is not calling the Super Bowl this year, he's incredibly busy, and he's got a couple of minutes to work us in. She. She.
She's going to really be on the show?
That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
In our next break. Hello, Don and Mike. So we got to hit a spot here. Hello.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
Hey, are you going to be talking to your buddy Terry Bradshaw anytime soon?
Tomorrow it's John Madden. Friday it's JB, James Brown, and we hope Terry Bradshaw, who wants to promote his movie. Yes.
Little tidbit for you. Here's another reason why he is the best salesman in the world.
Okay. Beyond his Aaron's commercials?
No, this is the one. He is absolutely, you need to crown him best salesman in the world. I just heard him do a radio ad for Supercuts.
Supercuts. Well, I'm down. Keep it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, without a doubt. You need to talk
Supercuts.
To yeah.
Okay, you know what? Thank you. You're not getting shot at.
Right.
You're not getting anything thrown at you.
Terry Bradshaw for Supercuts.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you for the call.
I see he's in and out of that chair in like 6 minutes.
Bye-bye. Thank you. We will be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
It certainly is a beautiful day. We should thank the leader.
Who the hell is that? Some kind of leader?
Yes. He's the head of our perfect family.
Why don't you come chat with us about the leader at the Welcome Center?
Will there be beer?
Beer is not allowed.
Homer no function beer well without.
Would you rather have beer or complete and utter contentment?
What kind of beer?
The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Ah, yes, it's your old buddy Rob, bringing you one more day of the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike back live in studio on Monday. So until then, sit back, relax, enjoy the best of, and eat a nice big plate of bagged fresh spinach. I know you'll enjoy it. Hey, everybody shout it. Why am I playing Ghostbusters? I don't know. No, I do know. Because Joe Artinger, the world's oldest phone screener, is going to go trick-or-treating for beer on the best of Don and Mike.
All right, here he is, everybody, now for his determined fifth year.
Yes, fifth year of trick-or-treating for beer.
Yay. Trick-or-treating for beer today, dressed as a priest with pictures of his favorite boys.
Very good.
To him. Joe, what neighborhood, without being specific, are you in?
I'm in probably a middle upper class neighborhood here in Fairfax City.
You mean upper middle class?
Yeah.
It's Monday, Joe.
Middle upper class, something like that. And the guy who the guy with his car alarm.
Introducing Average Joe.
Yes, Joe.
He got the car started and drove it away, but the alarm didn't turn off. So he's driving. If anybody's out there listening. And they see a guy driving down the street with a car that the alarm is blasting.
Uh-huh. Joe, did it ever occur to you that he might not have been jump-starting the car? He might have been stealing it?
That's not my problem.
That's the winning attitude. There,
introducing Average Joe.
Joe.
You ready?
All right, Joe, we're ready. Tell us, describe the home you're going up to.
Pretty normal-looking house with a couple of pumpkins on the porch. Screen door.
Now, this is Halloween day, so All Hallows Eve, so you would expect that, especially if they have decorations.
Yeah, and this is right about go time. You've been getting ready because it's getting darker earlier.
All right, good luck, Joe.
Knocking twice.
You have your little wagon behind you?
Got it all.
Here he is.
Here we go.
I'm not getting used. Oh, hi. Happy Halloween. I'm Father Patrick Fitzgerald. I'm trick-or-treating for beer. Have you any beer?
Hey, good reaction, first time.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you this time.
Joe?
Beer. Yeah, for beer. Okay.
Incredible, the success rate of this bit.
What does
people give Joe beer? Does it look like she's going to get you beer, Joe?
Yeah, I think she's
going to
get her husband, too.
With a shotgun. That's a good idea.
Right. That's what makes it exciting,
now,
guys.
I just can't wait till Joe goes, like, by the Flannery's house. the good Catholic family.
Did she make a comment to you about, beyond laughing, about the suit with all the pictures of the child stars?
No, she just stared at me kind of incredulously.
And laughed. Uh-huh. And she gave a nice big laugh, Joe.
Right.
Right.
Here we go.
What's happening, Joe?
Hi, I'm Father Gerald Fitzpatrick, trick-or-treating for beer.
The husband.
Oh, sorry, man. We're all up. You don't have any beer?
All right, ask him for some mustard.
How about some mustard?
No mustard.
No mustard?
No.
How about a plastic fork?
How about a plastic fork?
No, this fork.
A paper plate?
No, thanks, man.
A couple of pieces of toilet paper?
A couple of pieces of toilet paper? He's closing the door.
They bid him good day.
Oh, so it seems to me the husband was quite the taskmaster, and he kind of shut you down. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yell that you need some Zima.
I need some...
Zima. Who drinks Zima anymore?
Is their door all locked tight now?
Yeah, I'm moving on. I'm in the next...
What was the mood, Joe? Please, paint a picture. Hard as that may be for you.
Well, I thought it was going to be a hit because the guy was wearing a funny Halloween hat, but then he just said, no, thank you, and closed the door.
Describe the hat.
He seems surly.
It was like the cone hat.
Like a what?
A cone
like,
hat.
Like a dunce cap?
Yeah.
Perhaps?
Funny hat.
Yeah, like maybe a wizard's cap?
Right. Right.
Well, now, wizard.
Can we get the sound of you walking down the street again with your little wagon behind you? Oh, that really only works when you've got the bottles.
Yeah, and he hasn't gotten his first bottle yet. So you going to another house, Joe?
I'm already in front of the door.
Go for it.
All right, knock.
Get something made of glass.
Make it happen, Joe. Happy Halloween, everybody.
I'm not kidding you this time.
Joe's in a priest outfit with about 40 pictures of Haley Joel Osment.
And it is Monday.
And that little kid from Jerry Maguire pinned all over him.
Jerry Lipnicki.
And also, yes, the little boy from Who's the Boss.
Danny Pintoro.
Later was gay.
Probably was gay then, too.
Joe?
Yes?
What's happening? Could you offer a description of what's happening?
Well, I'm in front of a door, and this house has lots of pumpkins and stuff out front. But nobody's answering.
Okay, then why don't you go to the next house?
Okay. Here we go.
maybe if someone comes to the door, the first thing he should say is, God be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's like making a friend.
Here comes the...
So are you going to another one of these upper-middle-class homes now?
Yes.
That's middle-upper-class.
The next door.
Did I say it the way he did?
No, you said it the right way.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Introducing Average Joe.
Here we are, very scary on Halloween. Joe dressed as a priest.
Sound of Joe scampering across the lawn. Joe?
Yeah?
You need to describe what you're doing.
Joe, come on!
At all times.
Well, now that the guy has closed the door in my face, he's out in his yard checking me out. And it is a wizard's hat.
Ah. So the guy with the wizard's hat seems to think you're trouble.
Yeah.
Huh. I think the next step could be one that we've never had, a police cruiser.
Let's check in the magic eight ball to see how this bit is going.
No good.
Nobody's home at this house either.
Okay, huh. Go to the next house, Joe.
Unfortunate.
Let me hit another one.
Yeah, there's another
good idea.
This next house has lots and lots of decorations.
That's good. Does it look
like it? It has spider webs and the tape,
I feel like I'm there.
Big idiot. Does it look like anybody's at home?
Well, the lights are on.
Well, as Robert Palmer sang, the lights are on, but no one's
home.
Right. Joe.
Okay. I got three pumpkins.
Have you hit the doorbell yet?
Just not. Oh, here come some people.
Here we go. All right, get ready for a second.
Goblins.
All right. Are they kids?
Yes.
Oh, ask for mommy or daddy.
I will.
And we're wearing the priest suit with all the pictures of Haley Joel Osment and Jerry Lipschitz from...
Hi, I'm Father Patrick Fitzgerald, trick-or-treating for beer. Happy Halloween. How about some mustard?
Joe?
Yes?
What's happening?
What'd she say to the mustard?
She said they don't have any mustard.
How about wine?
How about some wine?
Even cooking sherry.
What's that?
How about some vanilla extract?
How about vanilla extract?
Or cough syrup.
Uh-huh. Or cough syrup.
Table salt.
Or table salt.
A handful.
Or maybe some kitty litter.
Hold on, she's going to get something.
She's getting something.
She's getting something.
He's finally that long.
It's all about getting something.
He's finally going to get something.
Where's Wizard Hat? Is he still following you?
Now, yeah, he and his wife are out in their lawn staring at him.
Nobody
has zip guns.
Nobody beats him, Mike.
Nobody beats the whiz.
Yay, table saw.
Table saw.
Hey, thank you. Happy Halloween.
Very good.
Table saw.
This is not a successful bit until he gets his first beer.
That's right.
Table salt. P-U.
Well, now he's ready if he finds a slug.
Go to the next house.
Go. Evil priest.
Go fast, Joe.
The evil priest.
You know, the only thing that would save this would be like, was it in The Omen? What's the one I'm thinking of where the guy gets his head cut clean off with a pane of glass?
That may be The Omen. The original Omen where the cart comes down?
Yeah.
Isn't it Max von Sydow again? Or
it's the,
some guy that looks like him.
I know, it's cobblestone steps.
Right.
And this, like a cart goes... And then the glass comes off. And
slides on. I'm pretty sure that's The Omen.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. And I think it is Max von Sydow.
But, well, Max von Sydow, I get that might get confused because he's, of course, in The Exorcist.
That's right.
Right.
I always think of him as
Joe?
Strange Brew.
Yes.
Where are you at now?
I'm at another house.
You going to knock on the door?
I'm going right up to it right now. This one has no decoration.
Oh, you might have trouble there.
Well, you never know.
We'll see. Here we go.
Don't forget, God be with you.
God be with you. Yes.
Yes.
I am the spirit of hellfire.
Oh, somebody found the looking out the window.
Good. Here we go. All right, get ready for Joe. Trick or treat for beer.
They're dying.
Hi, I'm Father Patrick Fitzgerald. Happy Halloween.
God be with you. God be with you.
God be with you.
Did you ask him for beer?
He just shut the door, my friend.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
ring the bell again. Ring the bell again. And say, excuse me. God be with you. I'm trick or treating for beer.
He didn't look too happy.
Was it a guy?
Yeah.
Well, please ring the bell again. That's very rude.
Try another one.
Are you going to another house?
Yeah.
Does that guy look like he was going to kick your ass?
Yeah.
Operating on gut instinct.
so good this year.
What's that?
I don't think the costume's too popular this year.
Oh, no, exactly. That's what it is. It's the costume. It's not the guy wearing it.
We expected it to be a big hit.
Fifth consecutive year of a bad costume.
Hey, look who's here. It's the guy with the wizard hat.
Oh, he's next to you again?
Yes.
What's he saying?
I heard call the
cops. Oh, right.
What did he say?
He said they're going to call the cops on me, but he said it was probably a radio promo, so they haven't done that yet.
Uh-huh.
Now, why would you call the cops? You're just out trick-or-treating.
That's right.
Well, and it's Halloween.
You're out trick-or-treating.
Right.
Okay, so you're wearing a priest suit with 8,000 pictures of Haley Joel Osment all over it.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's kind of a joke.
I think it's really a great joke.
Give him a free FM bumper sticker.
It's a mediocre joke. May we talk to the guy with the wizard hat?
Sure, hang on a second. Hey,
tell him he'll be on the radio.
These are my friends. He'll be on the radio.
Because maybe this guy will give Joe some beer after we speak with him.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, friend.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. You're on the air with us. And this guy, this tard that's standing in front of you, he's our houseboy.
Joe Ardinger, and we send him out every year trick-or-treating for beer.
Don't you think you could hook him up with a beer? Because if you hooked him up with a beer, he'd go to another neighborhood.
Yeah, if you give him a beer, one beer in that entire neighborhood, anybody gives Joe a beer, he goes to the next place. He's on his way.
Well, will it be the next block over or the...
How far away do you want him? What do you care?
Well, no, let's negotiate. Everything's a negotiation. How far would you like him away? Would you feel comfortable with
That's
Joe?
Pretty cool. He's pretty cool. He's a very interesting guy. I think there's another person giving him a beer here.
Oh, he's getting a beer?
Oh, he's getting a beer.
He needs two beers so they clink.
Well,
he only has one beer. What the hell's going on? Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't say that in front of a priest.
Now, listen, wizard man, you would have helped us out if you would have given him a beer
Wizard, do you have any beer in your house?
Yes, I do.
Could you think you could find your way to get a bottle into Joe's cooler?
I'd give him some of my favorites, Will.
Okay, very good.
Favorites.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That'd be great.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
And happy Halloween.
Same to you.
Oh, and one more thing.
Yeah?
Looking at the guy in the priest suit, now be honest with me. He cannot hear us.
Okay.
Would you know that he's borderline retarded?
Actually, no.
Oh, see?
Wow, he's doing a very good job. His eyes must be open more.
But you should have asked me before I had my third beer.
So you're drinking beer.
No.
Okay. All right, would you give the phone back to Father Joe?
Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wizard.
Take care.
Once again, we've had to do the heavy lifting for Joe.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
You brought the charm. Make things right with the wizard.
He completely turns off the entire neighborhood.
Joe?
Because he does tend to freeze there, just drink a treat for beer, and then glares at them.
Oh, that's the spooky part.
Yeah,
hello?
I'm going to get more beer here.
Did you get your first beer?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
From who, where, how, what happened, describe, radio.
What time? Joe?
Trick or treat for beer.
Are you just doing it again?
Thank you, Bud Light. Thank you very much.
Got another.
Happy Halloween.
Now, don't forget about go with God or whatever we decided.
God
be with you.
Should be the first thing you say.
God be with you.
Not the last.
What's been happening during that time we were talking to the other guy? What's going on right now, Ashley?
Well, people, like one guy pulled up in his car. He was listening. He saw me, went in and got a beer. Then these ladies that I was knocking on the door, I guess nobody answered, but they came out with two beers.
And the wizard guy, who you were so afraid of, he's gone back to his house to get you a beer as well.
Has he?
Yeah. Yeah, the wizard's going to bring you beer.
What kind of beers do you have now, then?
I have two Bud Lights and a Michelob Ultra for Mike.
Oh, wonderful.
And you know what that means? We can finally get the sound of Joe's little wagon and the clinking bottles.
Are you going to another house?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear that.
Sounds like this neighborhood's turning around.
Yeah. He's kind of like Pollyanna.
Joe?
Yes?
Can we hear the sound of you pulling your wagon and the bottles hitting each other?
Yeah. Hear that? Mm.
Where are you going now?
Nowhere. I'm just standing in front of a door.
Which door are you standing in front of?
Just another house with five pumpkins in front of it.
Okay, all right. Try this one. Then don't
forget.
That's
where, like a savant, like somebody actually playing the piano, he's able to count the number of pumpkins. He's done that at every house he's gone to.
But don't forget, the wizard guy is bringing you a beer.
Is he?
Yes, but let's try one
more
here.
Watch this.
Try this house.
Describe the house.
It's just this one's a townhouse.
Thank you.
Okay, let's hear it, Joe.
Are they all townhouses?
No more questions.
No, not all of them.
Please, please.
They're tiresome.
These questions. I'm sorry, Rob, this is not a White House press conference. There you go. Microphone off. Joe.
Yes.
Are you going to knock on the door?
Ring the bell.
Going to a different door where it looks like people are home. In fact, the TV's on.
Very good.
Good.
And they've got a wreath that says Happy Halloween.
There you go. All right, well, this will be...
Mr. Potato Head Pumpkin.
Now, see, we finally heard the
knock on the door. I feel like I am there. I like this music.
Yeah. Joe really sucks. Joe really sucks at this today.
Here we go.
Okay.
Because he's got one third of a brain.
Happy Halloween. I'm Father Patrick Fitzgerald. Trick or treating for beer? God be with you.
God be with you. Good boy, Joe. Good boy.
How about some wine? Mustard?
Table salt.
Table salt?
Dog food?
Dog food?
Feminine hygiene products?
Feminine hygiene products?
Crunch.
Toilet paper?
Toilet paper. Aspen of cheese.
Cheese?
Dogs love cheese.
Cheese.
Come on.
Do you have a slice of cheese?
A slice of cheese.
Here you go. A slice of cheese.
That's perfect. Shouldn't cheese be the go-to right after beer?
Yeah. Hey, it's for trick or treat.
Have you any cheese?
Have you any cheese? No.
Aren't you a little old to trick or treat? Ask her.
The other people gave me beer.
If you give me beer or cheese, your house will have good luck.
If you give me a beer or cheese, your house will have good luck. Okay.
How about cheese?
No cheese?
Oh, who doesn't have cheese?
Ask her if she would smear some jelly in your hand.
How about some jelly? You can put it in my hand.
What, she doesn't have jelly?
Yeah, cheese would be great.
Ah, she's getting cheese. See, when the option of smearing the jelly into his hand becomes a little too distasteful for
cheese
her.
Cheese becomes okay.
Cheese is the easy pull. All right.
Cheese for a man of God.
I'm guessing it's going to be a single.
As you walk away, I think you should do Father, Son, Haley Osmond. As you cross yourself, it's Father, Son, Haley Osmond. And then do that thing where you kiss your hand afterwards.
It's a good
that Italian
trip,
thing.
Good trip, thank God.
Thank God. Father,
thank God.
Son, Haley Osmond. Thank God.
Is she coming back?
Yeah. Father, Son.
You're gathering some stuff.
Gary Lipschitz. Jonathan Lipschitz.
Lipnicki.
That's him. From Jerry Maguire.
I like your version of it better, Jerry Lipschitz.
Right. Not to be confused with the old program director at WLS. Dave Lipschitz.
Here we go. Okay. Oh, boy. We got cheese.
Crackers and candy.
Crackers and candy.
Oh, wow. Isn't that wonderful?
Very nice. Happy Halloween. Thank you.
You're right, Joe.
Father, Son, and Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, and he kissed his hand.
Bless their house, Joe.
Huh?
Bless their house.
Bless the house?
Bless the house.
Stand in front of the house and say, foul, deaf spirits, come out. Say it real loud, Joe.
Bless this house. And what else?
All foul, deaf spirits come out of this house.
All foul, deaf spirits come out of this house.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Joe, what is the current total? Let's stop, turn the music off. Let's hear what you've got.
Tell us everything you have in your trick-or-treat bag on wheels.
Three pieces of cheese.
What kind?
American. And I got six crackers, a bag of candy corn.
What kind of crackers?
Probably Ritz, you know, round ones, kind of busted up, stale. Two Bud Lights and a Michelob Ultra.
Very good. What a haul.
All right.
What a Halloween haul.
Get back into the Perv Mobile and hit another neighborhood.
Okie doke.
Okay.
And cancel tonight's trip to the grocery store.
Yeah. Dinner's for free tonight.
Cheese and candy corn.
This is shaping up to be the best Halloween ever. How about a sign off, Joe?
Good day.
Okay, forget it.
Dynamite.
You know, most of the food he's gotten has been orange.
Wow.
That sucks.
He's like had electric shock today. I've never, ever heard him like that.
That sucks. We've got him in a great costume. Mm-hmm. He's going to neighborhoods where obviously people, if he would just open up a little bit.
He has done it in previous years with more enthusiasm. If you got him pre-Rolling Stones concert, I think it would have been better.
If only Halloween would have been on a Wednesday this year.
Absolutely.
That's Joe's sure. prime day.
And even a Friday might be better than the... But a Monday, it's impossible.
Monday, Joe. Okay, well, we'll continue with it. Thank God Juliette Lewis wasn't here to see that. Or hear that. That's all I have to say. When we come back... we're not going to go to Joe again. Well, we'll go to Joe later in the show.
Introducing Average Joe.
Much later in the show. Does he drink coffee? Does anybody know seriously?
I don't think so. You think he needs a little caffeine?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Listen, we got to get Joe some caffeine or something.
Yeah, an energy bar, a Jolt Cola, something like that.
He doesn't drink anything like that.
That might be the problem. Yeah.
Right. I mean, did you notice, B.A., the lack of...
Although, enthusiasm?
Yeah, Joe is not a dynamic individual to begin with. That's part of the charm of Joe.
Any right. chance we could grind up some focus factor and sprinkle it into his barbecued chicken?
I'd have to figure out where he's at.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Right. What does she care? It's not her name on the show. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I hope you guys got a good hour on my period last week. Screw you. This whole thing is dying. All right, thank you, B.A. Well, don't worry. We've always got Mike's problem to fall back on.
You always can exploit my boozing.
No. Don't go to commercials yet. Dial. Dial in and win. 1-877-365-3636. And, Joe, you had a great job in that segment. What say you?
Thanks, Rob. Buy Smallville Season 5 now on DVD.
And if you don't want to buy Smallville Season 5 now on DVD, call in. Caller 100 gets it. 877-365-3636. Nice trick-or-treating, Joe.
Thanks, Rob.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Is it possible the two youths...
To what? What was that word?
What word?
To what?
What?
Did you say utes?
Yeah, two utes.
What is a ute?
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
Thank you, Sonny. Sonny. Hot dog. What?
Good for the geese.
Good for the gander.
Good for the gander.
That's right. Oh, Sheila. Sheila, stop calling. We have our winner. Congratulations, Mark Yakwell of the Laurel Yakwells. He's going to Smallville. That's right. Mark won Smallville Season 5, now available on DVD. Here's the last time we'll hear this tape.
Thanks, Rob. Bye, Smallville Season 5, now. DVD.
John, bring me a big pencil eraser. We're getting rid of it. It's the best of Don and Mike. Let's have a little more trick-or-treating with the man you just heard. That's right. Joe, getting it done on the best of Don and Mike.
Am I a pro? Oh, am I a pro? Here I am with a touch of whatever this is.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe it's 24-hour flu.
Or, you know, the only thing I've been thinking since you've been talking about this is the...
BF. BF?
Bird flu. We've been asking you what it is. You're not able to describe it. And that's exactly what it is.
Well, if that's the case, somebody call the record books, because I'm the first one with it.
Can you imagine the publicity we'd get, seriously? I mean, if you survived it.
I wish I was a goddamn pro enough that I could come in and not feel good and not get some call from some asswipe and just lose it. And
it's
just
not like you have a history of that.
No.
And look at the bright side. You felt good enough all weekend to play with those chickens.
Remember when you took some of the neighborhood kids out to the farm?
The chicken farm.
And you played rooster catch, and then you had shake and bake.
Very nice.
And then it was a trip to Popeye.
Don and Mike Show.
Rooster Lick. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller here. Listen to you guys.
Third annual beak lick.
What can we do for you?
Come on, kids. Lick the rooster's beak without it biting your tongue.
What can we do for you?
A long time ago, on one of your best of shows, you guys did a tape about my wife, Maxine. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah. Frank Gifford? Sure.
Yeah, Frank, do you guys happen to ever want to play that again? Because that was fantastic.
That's where we edit in the cigarette commercial,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we'd be glad to. Did anybody catch any of Kathy C. Gifford at the Wellington O'Meara funeral?
No.
Because Giff, of course, was a big pallbearer. And
Giff was like a son to Wellington Mayor.
She was up front, right with Giff, as they were carrying on.
And was she doing her best to get noticed?
She had her big Jackie O glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
She was, I thought, was really in bad taste. She went up to the Merrill widow and kept asking for prices.
Did you find the tape?
I'm still looking.
Okay. But,
my daddy introduced me to him one time, which was kind of neat. No, wrong guy. His son, not him. I got introduced, but he was a big guy up there in the NFL.
I tell you what,
kind of the opposite of some of the owners we have in the NFL now.
I made this observation that Wellington Mara,
mm-hmm.
one of the patriarchs of the NFL,
mm-hmm.
he don't believe in rubbers.
No, he's got a lot of kids.
A lot of kids. Jesus Christ! They had like it was like
Kaplan.
Right, it was like a Jerry Lewis telethon. I mean, not that the kids were inflicted, but it was in the middle of the field. Yes, it was like 45 kids.
Yeah,
all his grandkids.
45. He sired 45 children. Mm-hmm. That all
the he had something like 11.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the way it works in Ireland, a lot of the Maras, you know, used to have either O on it or, they dropped it. So there's a, who knows?
I'm not sure.
I think really I ought to be one of his children.
Mm-hmm. Hi there, Joe.
How are you?
Hey, here's a bulletin for you.
Joe.
Uh-huh.
I'm not feeling well, but I'm doing a pretty good job of hiding it from the audience.
Somebody's got a case of the moon day.
You're helping. Joe, where are you at right now in your backwards priest outfit? I mean, not backwards, but...
He's in the pedophile priest outfit.
Thank you, Mike. That's right. Because it's backwards that a priest wants to touch a boy. That's not how it should be.
He's got the pictures of Haley Joel Osment and all that stuck to him, and he's got a rather decent selection of beer, mm-hmm. although he could stand a little bigger energy output for this segment.
Quite often, priests do like to touch behind, though.
Of course.
I was going to say,
probably not the... Yeah, I mean, both places.
I think they probably like the front better than the back.
Oh, don't be too sure about that.
Joe, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm getting a little nervous because kids are coming out now.
You don't like your costume, do you, Joe?
Well, it didn't go too well the first time around, but I did get some beer and some cheese.
All right, hold on. Uh-huh. Before you go trick-or-treating for beer, here, as requested, is Giff.
See that hot dog up there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford. Waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. Man, after a few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with. And that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. Know what's great about hosting a national talk show?
What?
The purple mustache.
All right. So Joe is out in a priest suit. Uh-huh.
Did you see the picture yesterday of Wellington Mara flanked on either side by Giff
and
the greatest
Sam Huff.
Linebacker in the history of the NFL?
This is Sam Huff.
Yeah.
Saw it.
Very cool.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Could have been a remake of that movie that Juliette Lewis was in.
Oh, geez.
The other sister.
Oh, my.
Wellington Marin is the other boys.
No.
All right, Joe's in a priest suit. Joe has got pictures of Haley Joel Osment and the kid from Jerry Maguire pinned all over him. And now he's going to go trick-or-treating for beer again.
Very good.
Okay, I'm in a cul-de-sac, and these are single-family homes, and this house has pumpkins and decorations, and the door is open.
Go for it.
All right, here we go, everybody. Joe Ardinger, trick-or-treating for beer.
Here comes the magic. Here comes the police cruiser.
Yeah.
On two wheels, screeching.
Hi. I'm Father Patrick Fitzgerald, trick-or-treating for beer. Happy Halloween. How about some wine? How about some mustard?
What are they laughing about?
You don't have any beer, but we like a candy bar. She's very pleasant.
Ask for cheese.
Just a candy bar?
Have you any cheese?
Okay. Do you have any cheese? Looks like they're going to give me candy.
Yeah. Candy. Well, that's not what we're looking for.
No. Is that time, though? Sun has gone down.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Don't forget, you cross yourself.
Happy Halloween.
Sign of the Father, the Son, and Haley Osment.
The father and son and Haley Osmond.
Then do that Catholic thing and kiss your hand.
Ah.
Ah, there you go. Okay, next house, Joe.
Scamper over to the other house as soon as your little priestly feet will carry you.
Now run, and let's hear those bottles behind you.
And don't forget, God be with you.
God be with you.
Joe is in his priest outfit. With pictures of Hollywood male child stars pinned to the front of it.
Joe?
She was a nice old lady.
That's nice.
So what home are you going to now, Joe?
This is another house that's got some decent decorations and a big, rather large pumpkin in front.
Okay.
And I saw a guy go into it, so I know somebody's home.
All right. Here you go.
Here we go.
I think you're going to get lucky here. I mean, as far as beer is concerned.
Yes.
Let's see.
Don't think we're going to have the woman of the house ask you in. Wouldn't that be something?
You never know. Hello, Father.
Hello, Father Paranoia.
Joe.
My favorite line in The Exorcist.
Easy, easy, Father Paranoia.
Hello, Joe.
Lee J. Cobb.
What are you doing?
They're here. They're getting ready to open the door.
Okay, don't forget, God be with you.
Is that Lee J. Cobb that's in the...
Hello. I am Father Patrick Fitzgerald, trick-or-treating for beer.
They love it.
Have you any beer?
Father Gerald Fitzpatrick, trick-or-treating for beer, sir.
Have you any beer?
Have you any beer? How about some wine? Some mustard?
Cheese?
Hey. He's closed the door in my face.
Oh, see, they get the big laugh, and then they shut the door in his face.
Yeah.
You've got to tell the next house that you're serious.
That sucks.
Tell them you're serious, that you really want some beer.
And create some urgency. Say, I'm Father Gerald Fitzpatrick, just in from the Vatican.
Here's a nice twist. Joe?
Yeah?
Put on a bit. You're good at this.
Oh, no.
Put on a bit of an Irish brogue.
No, I got an even better idea. Use your British accent.
Same thing.
I know.
Okay.
Are you at the next house?
I'm almost there.
Okay.
I'm passing a couple that are dark with nobody in the driveway, so I'm going up to this one where I thought I saw people.
Now you're talking about houses?
No, it's a racial issue with you.
I know.
Well, I'm almost there.
He's in the Fairfax ghetto.
No, this is far from the ghetto.
Ghetto superstar.
Are you in an upscale neighborhood?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, well, not terribly upscale, but, single-family homes.
I think people would have some suds.
Way to commit.
Not terribly upset.
Dear.
A dog.
A canine.
And his mama cries.
He said, oh, baby, little, 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 in the ghetto.
Ghetto.
Joe?
Hold on. The dog's barking, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't think he bites. Pet him.
That's all I'm doing to him.
If nobody comes to the door, you might want to bark back at the dog. That's always fun. I do that in every parking lot when I see one.
Howl at the moon.
Anybody coming?
Nobody's coming.
Huh. Is the dog... What?
No.
Can the dog see you?
Oh, yeah. He's right here.
Well, then bark at the dog.
Bark at him really, make him go crazy.
Okay, he's going pretty crazy. But there's no one here. Should I move on?
Yes.
There's a house right across the street with a pumpkin in it.
You know, am I the only one who has everybody done that? That when you see a dog that's like going nuts in a car in a parking lot?
But it has to be where you know you're safe.
Right, yeah.
Like if the dog's on a leash or on one of those chains in the backyard,
yeah.
You got to make sure the chain only goes so far.
Uh-huh. Like I did that time in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
With the canine unit.
That was different, Mike.
Asking a cop for a direction to a strip joint. And I didn't know he had his little dog in the back.
Oh, dear.
A little German shepherd that practically went through the window at me.
Sure. And we were on foot. I was going to say we were on feet.
We stepped out of the Pontiac 3000. Or it's 6000. Which is it? 3000?
Yeah,
6000?
Whatever.
Hello, I am Father Patrick Fitzgerald, trick-or-treating for beer.
Where's the accent?
Yes, you see?
Where's your British accent?
I'm trick-or-treating for beer.
There it
help
is.
Help me out.
There's the vast gulf that he just
jumped. Don't have any beer?
Across.
How about some wine?
I'm in from the Vatican.
I'm in from the Vatican, I'm quite thirsty.
I have an old school bag.
You have
O'Doul's is acceptable.
Yeah.
Counts. Jordan.
We take O'Doul's.
Sure. We have an O'Doul's here for you. We're dry. We're dry in this house.
It'll make the sound. At least we can put it back with the other bottles, right?
Well,
she was commenting on my cooler, you guys. It's an O'Doul's cooler.
I see. She doesn't have any beer?
No.
Okay, we'll go to the next one. Has anybody commented on your outfit?
How do you like my outfit?
Where are they?
Yeah. Where are they? They're on my vest. My vest mitts. No, they're not trick-or-treating.
I'll give them.
Okay.
How many of them are there?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, dear. She thinks those are his kids.
Is this an established neighborhood, Joe?
Joe, why did you tell her who those kids are? Tell them it's Haley Joel Osment.
See, they're famous.
Kids,
they're famous child stars.
They're famous child stars.
Tell her you think.
Haley Joel Osment.
Tell her you think they're cute.
They're adorable.
They're cute.
Offer her one of the pictures.
Thank you.
Yeah, give her a picture.
Thank you. Do what now?
Just go to the next house.
Yes. Right. How many beers do you have so far, Joe?
Three.
You don't seem to be making your usual Halloween haul.
The costume's throwing these poor people.
Again, I must ask, is it the costume or the man inside the costume?
Well, perhaps it's the man, but, my God. Look, I'm going up to the house, and in their trash is a case, empty cases of beer. So they must have
Okay. So you're saying you got a chance.
Monday,
Joe.
So he's on my street.
Okay, Joe.
Let's see what we get here. Now
come on, Joe.
Remember, God be with you, Joe. Remember that.
Not much for decorations, however. Like God.
Nice knockers.
Red Fox.
Oh, boy. I'm not kidding you this time.
Is there anybody appear to be in the house?
Yeah, here they come. Ah. They look young and hip.
You'll fit right in.
Come on, Joe.
Come on.
Hello, I am Father Patrick Fitzgerald, trick-or-treating for beer. Happy Halloween.
We don't have any beer.
You don't have any beer? How about some wine? You see?
Very funny.
Joe, you're not using your British accent.
I'm sorry. How about some toilet paper, then? I'm just in from the Vatican.
Candy.
Hi.
Hi.
How about some cheese?
I just threw it up a little bit.
Oh, anyway.
You look so pleased with yourself.
It helped.
You look so pleased with
And nobody even heard.
No.
I just turned the microphone.
I was watching.
You were not. Well, how could you see what was underneath the...
I saw you. I saw you between that little separation.
All right.
You don't normally go down that far when you just...
God bless. Good day. Well...
I need an Altoid in the worst way.
I've got Altoids.
Joe. Well, you're far away, Joe.
Joe, do you have any
Joe,
beer?
Joe, did you get any beer at that last house? I was a little distracted.
No beer at all.
No, this is bumming me out.
All right, are there any other houses nearby?
Go to one more.
Yeah, there's another one.
All right, one more. This is your last chance, Joe.
Right.
Hey, God, pass that over here. Right.
They've got a
Thank
pumpkin
you.
In front. Mm. It's not much for decorations, but they do have a pumpkin.
Is that better?
The Altoids, all I care is that
little projectile stuff.
just
a little, black acid.
Mm-hmm.
And no chunks.
Oh. Here we go.
Checking for chunks.
No.
Chunk check.
It's mainly all liquid.
That'll make it easier for Ben.
Oh, like that's going to get cleaned up.
True enough.
Like we won't come in tomorrow, just be dried puke.
Oh!
Touche.
Not the first time.
Okay. Well, maybe I needed to get that out of my system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure.
That's probably good. That's probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling better already.
Are you really?
No.
The dog is barking. There's lights on. There's a pumpkin with a candle out front.
Good luck. I think this is going to be a winning location.
Yeah. It'll be the one. I'm not kidding you this time. Ooh.
Good. Very scary.
Very scary.
I get that. I'm one of those people who has watching other people puke.
I didn't, but you didn't see me puke.
No, I just saw you, I saw your head. I saw the action of the puking.
Ducked behind
the console. And then it was this little discussion of chunks that... Kind of, we don't need...
It was watching something on Cinemax. You didn't actually see it happen.
You just saw the back of my head.
Did you watch Monsters of Horror
last night on
Showtime?
How was it?
It's okay. Not bad. Right. Horrible.
Joe?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Joe?
Uh-huh.
What's happening?
Nothing.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Joe. This is awful.
I know. I'm out of houses.
Out of houses.
Run out of houses.
I'm out of puke. You're out of a job.
happy Halloween, Joe.
Well, haven't we tied that up into a nice bow?
I think so.
One of these days, he should go to the neighborhood of August Bush the 4th.
Yes, where every house has different varieties of Anheuser-Busch products.
All right, what is the final count on what you got today?
Final count. I've got 4 Reese's peanut butter cups, some stale broken crackers, 3 pieces of cheese, some candy corn, 2 Bud Lights, and a Michelob Ultra for my friend Mike.
Ah, thank you.
There you go. All right, Father. So we will be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
I am wearing a handsome medal from the Special Olympics. Christopher Whitham, stand up here. Christopher was on the championship basketball team in the Special Olympics, and he presented me with his medal. Yes. Thank you, Christopher. Thank you. I am honored. Now, who's our next player, Burton?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Friday edition of the best of Don and Mike. Keep in mind, folks, Don and Mike will be back live in studio on Monday. A short, 69 hours from now. I've already set my countdown clock, so make sure you're there. But until then, we got some great best stuff for you, including this. Oh, it's the Friday favorite, Low Budget Jeopardy on the best of Don and Mike.
And I listen. Before we get to Low Budget Jeopardy, here's the deal. All of the networks are fighting back against the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
with the exception of CBS. Like, even last night, the CSI, it was a good one.
Yeah.
It was a repeat.
Really?
Boo! They're giving up.
Yeah.
Except for 2 instances I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Survivor. Right. They ran a new Survivor last night.
Okay.
And the other night, against the first hour of the Olympics, they threw old Bob Barker on.
Oh, my.
In prime time. It was Robbie was like the $1 million. Oh, hi, Bob.
I will tell you the name of the show, Don Geronimo, The Price is Right, $1 million Spectacular.
And how did you feel being thrown
Wonderful.
Out there against the Olympics?
I will do anything you want me to do at CBS Television City. I, Television City.
Yes.
Bob Barker for The Price is Right. They said, Bob, would you like to go on TV in prime time? I said, bring on the Olympics. I'd love to fight them. And let's give everybody a brand new car. I am excited for our Olympians, but I'm more excited for people playing The Price is Right.
Now, you explain to me once and for all, Plinko.
Plinko. That's the simplest game, Donnie. All you have to do to play Plinko is take the little Plinko chips, which you earn by guessing the right prices. Then you drop the Plinko on the little nails that we nail into the wooden board and see where the Plinko lands. It could land on big money or little money. It doesn't matter, Donnie. Wonderful. I use the taping to score hot college tail.
Good for you.
Yes, sirree. Barker's whores.
Are you still getting laid a lot?
No. No, I no longer function, even with the most sophisticated medical technology, Donnie.
What about
I have no ability down there whatsoever. Those days ended, tragically, Diane Parkinson filed a lawsuit against me.
Uh-huh. And you thought about a strap-on?
I would love to. But where would the fun be if you can't enjoy the sensation? I'm going to sit down. I'm an old man.
Now, let me ask you something, Bob.
Ask me anything you want. What a wonderful time I always have when I'm on the Don Geronimo Michael Mara program.
You are a sexual animal.
I was. Not like I used to be, I sure would love to find the kind of pill that will help little Bob go.
But now listen, hold on a second. I don't want to be terribly graphic, but...
You can be as graphic as you want. It doesn't matter. The Price is Right. The highest rated daytime television show.
You don't have TMJ, or I mean, your mouth works.
Temporal mandibular problems, Donnie.
Your mouth works, right?
Yes. Oh, I know what you're saying. You're going to give me a copy of that book we both enjoy, Toucan Chew.
Yes. Now, you certainly could find one of the women that stands in front of the refrigerators on your show.
One of my beauties?
It's one of your beauties.
The good ones are all gone. They all run together. I remember the great days we used to have on The Price is Right. I remember what we used to do. We had Holly Hallstrom, Janice Bennington, and Nikki Ziering line up all before the show, all nude, and I would just look at them in the eye, spin around three times, and turn to them and say, touch it. The knob. And only one of them, only one, we only had one who wouldn't do it.
Who's that?
Diane Parkinson, the bitch.
That bitch.
She wouldn't do it. And I swear to you, if I had an audio tape recorder in my office,
yeah, Bob,
I said to her, not only touch it, when she refused, I was a perfect gentleman and said, and I repeat it again here on your program,
yes,
please touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I ask you, what kind of man says, please touch it? It's a gentleman.
Right.
That's what I said. Diane, laugh all you want. Diane Parkinson was sitting Indian style in my office, and I suppose nowadays you have to talk about Native American style, but she was sitting there.
Mormon Jewish style.
And all I did on that day was walk up to her and say, touch it. And when she recoiled with a horrible expression on her face, I said, please.
You said, please.
Please touch it. And she said, Mr. Barker, that is not what I am paid to do. And I said, please touch it. Please, 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 Diane. Please. Now, maybe in retrospect, what I was thinking was that perhaps I should have said things like grip it or grasp it or change the phraseology.
Yank it.
Yank it. I could have said many things, but Miss Parkinson's attitude and behavior was unacceptable.
So you are now non-functional from the belly button down.
Non-functional, but there's always hope for a cure. And this is Bob Barker reminding everyone to spay and neuter their pets. It was after Parkinson. It did me in, and her teeth were stained. Her teeth were horribly stained, and that's why she lost her job on The Price is Right. I said, get rid of old yellow-stained teeth.
You know, they named that disease after her, though.
I have an idea.
You shouldn't have fired her.
Parker has an idea, Will.
Like Parkinson's
disease.
We
will create a pricing game called Grip It. Bob Barker from Television City saying Grip It will have a wonderful time.
But you couldn't play it now, right? Because you can't get into
that
it.
That is where we could use your device, your strap-on. Bob Barker's strap-on game from Television City. It'll be bigger than Money Game, bigger than Squeeze Play.
Now,
and I'll take my oversized microphone, long and thin, and thrust it to a Samoan contestant that's up on stage with me on The Price is Right. Did you enjoy The Price is Right $1 million spectacular, Donnie?
No, I was watching something, but can I tell you, can I give you a compliment?
You did not, my boy.
Can I give you a compliment?
Nothing about prices if you don't watch our game.
A compliment? I think everyone knows a rite of passage, and I didn't know this myself, I didn't go to college, but a rite of passage is watching The Price is Right, and you should know now that my son, who is a junior in college.
Wonderful! Can I get him one of his sweatshirts? I collect them from co-eds.
He goes to Clemson University in South Carolina.
Do you know that there has never been an episode of The Price is Right where there hasn't been a college student in the audience? Got it! What do you think, Buzzy?
I think that's great.
Wonderful. Yeah. I love the youth and energy. But I can't explain the success.
For whatever reason, he and his friends really dig watching The Price is Right.
Yep. We are the number one game show on college campuses everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time we had all three spots taken up by college students. And it was at that time that Roddy, God rest his soul.
Yes.
Rod wanted to play a game called Hide the Price Tag. And I said, Mr. Roddy, that is taboo.
Now that he's dead.
Don't do that. No longer with us.
Rod Roddy.
Yes.
What was the deal with him and boys?
Rod. What people don't realize about Rod is he would go to Thailand.
Uh-huh.
And early in his career, he had completely lost his sense of smell. And so he would do horrible things in Thailand with boys and girls.
What does losing his sense of smell have to do with it?
He had no nose for it. He lost his sense of smell, Donnie.
So what?
He could go anywhere and do anything that you and I wouldn't do. And he liked it. Rod said to me, in my dressing room one evening, after the Price is Right, we were done our taping for the day.
Yeah.
Rod looked at me, he said, I can't smell a thing. So I live my life by texture. Huh. That's how I do it. Huh. Texture, that's the thing. So it didn't matter to him.
Yes, but why boys?
Boys, anyone. It didn't matter to Rod, and then he graduated to different forms of activity, and now you can see them on the Internet.
Oh.
Check it out, Donnie. Wonderful. Rod and I would take a steam, have a Mai Tai. I'd basically compliment his wonderful jackets with fabulous fabrics.
Yeah, the sequence,
and he
yeah.
would say, what do you think of this? And he'd flash me and we'd laugh. What a wonderful
so even
man he was. I like Rod. I only wish I had him on Truth or Consequences.
Now, at 84. Is that the current age, Rob?
84.
Congratulations,
Bob. Thank you for your applause.
At 84, Bob, how do you feel about the fact that out of all of the shows on CBS that they could run against the Olympics, they decided to run yours, a brand new first run episode against the Olympics?
I told Les Moonves, I said, I'm having a series of many strokes. I will not be with you much longer. Mm-hmm. I am in worse shape than Dick Clark. Give me the prime time. And Mr. Moonves said, would you, Bob Barker, like to go up against the Olympics? I said, I would wonderfully like to go up against the Olympics. Please let me just remind everyone to spay and neuter their pets.
How about his hot Chinese wife, huh?
Wonderful. She's wonderful. Television City is wonderful. Everyone is wonderful in Hollywood.
So you don't get it on anymore?
No, I don't.
Do you watch?
I'd like to watch. I have a vast collection of DVD pornography, Donnie. I have titles that go as long as the eye can see. It's wonderful. That today is how I really vent that area of my life. Since I'm no longer active, what I do is I like to sit in my dressing room before the Price is Right and relax by watching other people do it.
Now,
do it, Donnie.
Do you watch the less than normal stuff?
I watch
the avant-garde?
I said to someone the other day, I believe it was Peter Tamarkin, and I said, Peter, Bob Barker, if you don't watch all of it, you don't watch any of it.
Is it true?
You have to have an open mind when you're watching pornography, Don.
Is it true you watch clown porn with Wink Martindale?
Clown porn and crush porn.
Oh.
Where tiny little animals are crushed with high heels, Donnie. I have a DVD of Hal Linden's honeymoon that I watch all the time. Hal Linden was Barney Miller.
Right.
You might remember. Very talented actor.
I know who
he is. Called me. We were dear friends. We golfed together. And he said, I've got a present for you, Bob. What could it be? It is a honeymoon video.
Sex tape.
Of him having sex with one of his many wives, Donnie. And I watched it for hours on end. We all did that. We called it the game show host code. Tom Kennedy said to me one time when he was doing Name That Tune, do you tape yourself having sex, Bob? I said, what a wonderful idea. And I began to tape myself on a regular basis. And what I do is I'll bring out a tape from 1978 and I will view it. We had the technology. Before video became what all the kids were using. And we used the CBS videotape cameras to videotape ourselves having sex. Donnie.
What about, who's that guy from the dating game? Jim Lang.
Jim Lang was wonderful. He hosted the dating game. I enjoyed Jim Lang. I enjoyed his company. Wonderful, talented man. He had an audio tape of himself getting a massage.
Now,
that's all he could do.
Among today's modern game show hosts,
it's not what it used to be.
No. Is Trebek among your troubadours?
Well, he's too pompous.
All right,
what he is too pompous. What we all need to remember when we're going on television. Excuse me.
Television.
Television.
Uh-huh.
I would appreciate a moment, please. Bob is having just a little moment.
A mini one. Stroke. There's a mini stroke.
Hold on,
Bob's mini stroke.
Oh, dear.
It's Nelly is brought to you by...
My eye is beginning to droop.
Odor eaters.
Oh, out here.
Buzz, it's Odor Eater.
That's right. I'm back. I'll talk to you, but I can't see you out of my right eye, Donnie. Where is the Price is Right choo-choo?
Now,
that's right over here.
What about Sajak?
Sajak was wonderful. He distributed a marvelous color video back in 1988 of his cherries being juggled.
What?
It was wonderful to watch with that lovely wife of his. I have a grainy black and white 8mm of Art Fleming being the plate. Wonderful, wonderful times had by all of us.
Mom,
would you like to play Switcheroo?
Mom, let's play our game Low Budget Jeopardy.
Oh, innocent. How come I have one question from all of my Hollywood friends
that
have listened to you when they've been around the country? Donnie!
What's that?
How come no more nudes? Don Geronimo!
Oh,
I would love to see nudes.
Janet Jackson thing. Yeah.
Janet Jackson. She ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
She ruined it for everyone.
She did.
And I just want to say that is an American tragedy.
Yes.
Donnie. An American tragedy just by showing a nipple.
That's all she did, Bob.
Boo to you, Janet Jackson. You're just another Diane Parkinson.
We have a champion for Low Budget Jeopardy. We need a challenger. So call now, dial recklessly at 877-365-3636.
Wonderful. I'm going to show you my flip book. It's got Alan Ludden being shaved by Betty White.
By Betty White.
His wife.
Password is gross. We got a break, and we'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
The actual retail price of the barbecue is $6.29. Jamie wins the barbecue. Gentlemen, is there anything lying around backstage that we might offer Jamie?
Well, we have a new coffee pot and a beautiful armoire.
No. My dear, you know absolutely nothing about prices. Thank you for being on The Price is Right. We are going to have our first showcase showdown after we show you this. My show.
As God is my witness, I have never forced her to do one thing that she did not want to do. Ever.
You tell them, Bob.
Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. The Don and Mike Show.
Make that the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike are back live in studio on Monday. Make sure you join them for that. But until then, let's enjoy the best of Don and Mike as we play Jeopardy with Mr. Bob Barker.
Oh, I have fallen.
Rob, help him up if you can.
We need you to get up to play the game.
We're gonna need him.
Hello?
Bob Barker.
I've had a fall.
Bob, you want to...
Where is Donnie?
I'm right. You want to just do it from the floor?
Yes, I'll do it from the floor. I'm more comfortable. I lie on my floor in my home.
Nice.
I do when The Price is Right.
Well, Robbie?
His eyes have gone cloudy.
Bob. I don't.
Where is Donnie?
Bob, I'm right here. Bob?
I'm blind.
Oh, no.
Bob, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Who's ready to play? Rob. Oh, I'm supposed to tell you. Now entering the studio is our challenger. This is an IT contractor from Annapolis. Let's say hi to Mike Thorpe. Got it.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, LQ. Hello there.
What energy! And now entering this season, our returning champion, her three-day winning total of $96 from Las Vegas. Let's say hi to Leah Kemp.
Hello, Leah.
Hi, LQ.
Hey, Leah.
Hey, Bob.
There you go, Bob. Being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
Haven't been able to write any checks on it this week, LQ.
Ha, 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 ha. Leah, wonderful. And now entering the studio, also low-budget Jeopardy. Remember, Mike and Leah, don't screw with LQ. And welcome, Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Thank you, Bob.
Bob.
And here we go, Mike and Leah. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question. And good luck.
All right, Donnie.
Here's your categories.
Fire the way.
This week on the Don and Mike Show.
This week on the Don and Mike Show.
Famous Barkers.
Oh, you're exciting me.
And Zany Dick Cheney.
Zany Dick Cheney. And I'd like to just say that's a tragedy.
for the country and for the office of the vice president.
For that guy's face, too.
Ha, ha, ha.
So it's this week with Don and Mike show.
This week on the Don and Mike show.
Famous Barkers. Zany Dick Cheney.
Zany!
Leah, even though you're the champion, we like girls more than boys. We start with you.
And may I say to both of you, good luck!
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
I'll take this week on the Don and Mike show for one.
All right. Oh, how easy is this? He got the high blood pressure.
Who is Joe?
$1 right. For Leah, you're off and running as we start Low Budget Jeopardy.
I'll take this week on Don and Mike's show for two.
Stitches kept me, Don, from trying on this brand new piece of costumery.
What is your Batman cowl?
Yes.
$2.
Costumery.
Costumery. I know the name because Rod always wore a different costume to parties. Always a woman. Go!
This week on the Don and Mike show for three.
Mike O'Mara works this much every day.
What is half a day?
That's right! No, you that's run the category and he couldn't be happier.
Good listener you are.
I will take Famous Barkers for one.
All right, here we go. Famous Barkers. He was the dog on the Jetsons.
Who is Astro?
Astro.
$1. She hasn't gotten one wrong yet. Go, Leah!
I'll take Famous Barkers for two.
He was the dog on Frasier.
Who is Eddie?
$3. She knows her dogs.
I will take Famous Barkers for three.
Okay. This is just so old, but who cares? She was a dog with wings.
No idea.
Mike, it's your chance to steal. Let's see if you can get on the board.
Rudy?
Nope, that would be Linda McCartney.
A dog with wings.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And that means, Leah, you're in control of the big bad board.
Okay, I'll take Zany Dick Cheney for one.
Now, Mike, you're going to be screwed here if you don't jump in, so good luck. Zany Dick Cheney, here we go. Aside from old lawyers, it's what Cheney was shooting at.
What is quail?
$1, nice. She's a dynamo.
What is... Oh, can I have Zany Dick Cheney for two?
She is the lucky Mrs. Cheney.
Who is Lynn Cheney?
And wow. A grade A piece of ass. Go again, Leah.
Round out the category. Zany Dick Cheney for three.
All right, this Fox News tool got the exclusive interview with him after he shot the guy.
Who is Shep Smith?
No. My dear, you don't know the answer. We have one. This is drama. We have one last chance for Mike.
I was going to say Shepard Smith.
You know you're a moron.
No.
No.
No, you know nothing
about Anchorman. I know the answer.
Yes.
Brit Hume. Wonderful anchor person on the Fox News Television Network.
Now listen, Mike, she just wiped up the floor with you. Go sit in the corner and tuck your thing in between your legs so it looks like you don't have one.
But yeah, there's a chance you will get some prizes.
Yes, hold
wonderful
on.
Wonderful prizes.
Hold on a second.
But not in my show.
Now, Leah, you're going to be playing with yourself.
As usual.
On Final Low Budget Jeopardy, where we physically force you to bet it also.
Rod used to do that, too.
It's kind of a hard one, but you're a smart girl, so maybe you'll get this. The category is back in the day.
Okay.
Here you go. Here's your question. On this day, Feb 17, in 1933, this still-functioning weekly news magazine was first published. All right, so 73 years ago today, this magazine about news and world events was published for the first time, 73 years ago. Don't forget, answer the formal question, and good luck.
Now, all contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive copies of my autobiography, Bobbing with Bob. This detailed tell-all expose gives you all the behind-the-scenes dish on The Price is Right, from getting airtight with Janice Pennington to Rob Roddy soiling contestants' row, and my favorite hole-in-one Nikki's earring, Bobbing for Bob. And every time Bob's book is sold, a dog gets neutered. Back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek. Geronimo, Donnie.
Yes, Don. You are an animal.
I am a wild animal.
Wee! Look at me in my 80s.
Let's go to Leah, who's our returning champion. Leah, this day, 1933, this still functioning weekly news magazine was first published.
What is Time Magazine?
Oh, no.
No.
Guess wrong. You don't get the Corvette.
No. It's Newsweek.
The other one.
The other one. I'm so sorry, Leah. You're such a wonderful champion.
Now, Leah, listen, don't go away mad. Just go away. And Mike.
Yeah.
You big dummy. You didn't get any right at all.
I got my butt whipped.
You got beat by a girl. But you both get some party gifts. And Leah, you get your money. And now here's Bob to tell you what you want. Bob.
All right, Donnie. First of all, Leah, you get your $96. You've already won. You get to keep it. And we've got a wonderful parting gift for you, Mr. I've lost his name completely. Well, it doesn't matter. Mook. Here's what you get.
His last name is Mook.
It's Mook. Let me tell you what you, Mike Thorpe of Annapolis, Maryland, you have won tickets front row to see Lewis Black live at the Water Theater on April 21st. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets and online at Ticketmaster.com. And for you, Leah, congratulations. You want a $70, $75 online account with Deep Discount CD. Deep Discount CD offers the most music for the guaranteed lowest price online with absolutely free shipping. Buy great music for less at DeepDiscountCD.com.
We got a break, and we'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Hayden?
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
You said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier? When was that?
Or later when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
The Don and Mike Show. Listen to them, and you will turn to butter. The Don and Mike Show.
You all love butter. It's the best of Don and Mike. Friday edition. Don and Mike back live in studio on Monday. Make sure you're here for that. Got one more segment to wind it up. It's basically a phone scan with a dose of academia. Do you love arithmetic? Then let's talk prime numbers on the best of Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. I just wanted to correct Rob A. The first three prime numbers are 2, 3, and 5.
I agree with you. You said 1, 2, 3.
Well, the definition of a prime number is only divisible by itself and the number one.
No, prime numbers have two facts, one in themselves. One only has one factor.
That's what he did.
One has one factor.
What Rob just said.
One.
I think that
there is a definitive answer to this, right?
It has to have two factors.
I don't think one. You know what? Now that I think about it, and I just said I think I'm smart at math, I don't think one is a prime number.
It is, and it's special.
It's the loneliest number.
I knew that for true.
So what are the prime numbers, sir?
The first three are 2, 3, and 5.
2, 3, and 5. That's what I remember that from my...
The charts I saw on the internet said 2, 3, 5.
2, 3, 5?
Then I stand corrected. You found the one. You found my weakness.
Oh, I know. It's the math problem.
No, hey, listen. Hold on. Listen.
Really, the math problem is this caller.
Now, I think everyone should just stop for a moment.
Yeah.
You are hearing this very rarely happens. Rob is admitting you were wrong.
That he might be wrong.
I could be wrong on this.
No, you are wrong.
If Buzz has a chart...
I was right there with you, and I'll say...
Verified.
I went with you. You said 1, 2, 3. I thought the same thing, but God damn it. No, one can't be a prime number.
I guess you're right. Oh, well.
Thank you very much.
Get bent.
Winner.
Good luck getting laid with your vast storehouse of knowledge.
Oh, God. Hey, hold on.
Yeah.
Because you're getting laid so much.
Hey, I'm legally entitled to it. I'm just not cashing it in.
Why is that? I didn't understand the explanation.
There's two factors.
You mean what? What are two factors? Do you understand the factors thing?
Okay.
I understand.
The factor...
The factor, you're all wrong.
Don and Mike
It has
show.
To be divisible by only two numbers.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And one could not be.
No, you see,
Rob, there is no way that the guy was right.
What's one divided by one is one.
So one could not be a prime number.
So you had two of the three.
Yeah. That's a 66. Hello? That passes in Fairfax County.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Fine.
I just wanted to pile on and correct Rob on there, and I guess he has got the same IQ as Joe then.
No.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He knew the capital of...
Once again, you know, Joe and I head-to-head have always matched up, and now you found where we part. So, yeah, I guess it's a tie.
Hello there.
Everyone's so excited. My first error in 14 years.
Not at my show. Hello. Hello.
Very first.
Hello.
Hello.
My very first error.
Including no errors in judgment.
Hello there. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm so excited at talking to you guys. I've been listening to you for a while now.
Of course, it's thrilling to talk to us. Well, tell me, how can we thrill you today?
Well, I have to say, go Seahawks.
You're a Seahawks fan.
Well, my boyfriend's from Seattle.
Oh. Do we really have to talk about him?
No.
Okay, let's not.
Okay.
You know, we haven't asked this question, and this is a good question today on today's show. Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Who's the celebrity?
Don't answer a question with a question.
I just wanted.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Now there is one you don't get every day. No.
Just a touch of Mike Holmgren.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Pretty good. Now is that Tiffany Amber Thiessen as she was when she was all that?
I would say when she was on Saved by the Bell.
Very nice.
Wow.
That's your prime Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Hello.
Awesome.
All right. That's good, honey.
That's good. I like it.
Jerry, what do you think about that? Jerry?
And then I sat and really worked it.
Jerry likes it.
Mm-hmm. So you're ominous. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say hi.
That's it?
That's it.
That'll do it. Did you get a chance to say hi to Rob? He's in a particularly good mood right now.
Hi, Rob.
See?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I was just calling to back up Rob on the prime number thing.
Really?
Well, hold on a second. Seriously, the last thing I would want is this show to become at all intellectual. But how could one be a prime number?
Well, because it needs two factors to multiply up to it. Even though both factors are one, it does have special rules, but you need two factors of one to multiply up.
But hold on a second, because
that's why I hate...
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hate
math.
I agreed with Rob at first, but even now I agree with the caller. You're speaking double talk now. Explain to me in layman's terms how one can be a prime number.
Well, because both Rob and the caller are right. To have two factors to multiply up to one, you have to have two factors. One times one equals one. They aren't the same one.
So there's two variations on it. I'm still inclined to agree with the other guy.
There's more than
one. Was he saying because one and one equals two?
If you take, he's saying
one
that
times
you...
one.
Yeah.
One times one equals... Well, no, one. That doesn't count.
The two factors, like for two and one.
I understand what he's saying. They say because if you do one times one equals one, it's two factors to get the end result. But that's BS.
I'll only believe it if it's told to me by Rob Morrow, star of the show Numbers.
And that wouldn't count on like it's academic.
What did you see on the web, Buzz? Because, I mean, you know, we always go to the
chart.
Internet.
I saw several charts, and this one is an example of those, and they all begin with 2, 3, 5. For some reason, and even though one seems to meet the parameters, it's never on the charts.
Rent the movie Contact.
Right.
If anybody out there has the movie Contact.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning.
That's got it in
when
there.
When Jodie Foster says, I'm getting the prime numbers, and now that I'm thinking about it, she says, it's 2, 3, 5.
2, 3, 5.
She says, 2, 3, 5.
Well, then, fine.
Again.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
That John Norman is coming in here with something for you.
It's his resignation.
You know, maybe I'm balking at this because the show that bills itself as being a very intellectual show that's now on this station is talking about, how we can nuke our fellow man.
Hello. Right. Don and Mike Show.
Not and us. Doing it seriously, ass.
Not hello. Us, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
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 What?
Mike.
Yes.
It's your... Arteries calling. I'm at Wendy's. Would you like something?
No, I just started the diet yesterday. You can't have anything. I'm sorry. You're going to have to make it on your own.
Mike.
What?
I need your help. I can barely speak to you. I'm losing you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to say goodbye to those arteries.
All right.
Goodbye. Yeah. I'm having an artery transplant.
All right, the reason why one is not a prime number is merely convenience. For example, if one was prime, then the prime factorization of six would not be unique, since 2 times 3 equals 1 times 2 times 3.
That's what I thought.
Oh, it's because it's the identity.
Yeah, right. I mean, that makes mathematical sense.
Uh-huh. Let's say it does.
Really?
What the hell are you looking at me for? I'm not. This is.
You went to college. I didn't go to college.
Do you know I barely got out of the algebra competency requirement at American University, which they stuck on me. And then the day I passed it, it was like a week later, they gave it up. So you didn't need that anymore. But I'm terrible. And you know, my daughter is having trouble in math, too. I hate math. I wish math didn't exist.
Well. Be careful. You may get your wish.
Be careful.
Makes me want to cry. I was good with the written, spoken, and read word.
Me too.
Did you excel at geometry?
What's that?
Did you excel at geometry?
I didn't have any problem with geometry.
So you had two different parts of your brain.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's very typical. I did well in both.
A number that could be written.
Yes. Except for you to know your prime numbers.
A number that could be written as part of a prime number is a composite. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Am I remembering should?
A composite number can be broken down into prime numbers.
I love a good composite.
Well, one is not a prime number, though.
For convenience.
But I think one's not a prime number. How about that?
One is not a prime number.
One is not a prime number.
Because you have to be able to have a multiple.
Right. I apologize.
Glad we cleared that up.
This is good. I like it when we take an occasional foray into academia
arithmetic.
Let me just check that.
Prime numbers are
John.
Massive.
Hey, put Joe on.
All right, hold on.
I've never met a math teacher I liked.
Hello?
Ever.
Are you following this, Joe?
What?
Are you following this discussion?
I could care less.
Do you understand why one isn't a prime number?
Well, I mean, it's so debatable. I've got people calling on both sides, both parameters of the subject.
Both parameters. That is also math. And that's what I don't like about
Joe,
math. Because math doesn't have there are a lot of things that are debatable in math.
One being a prime number, it's, divisible by one in itself. Well, one's divisible by one, it's one.
But that's like a cop-out.
Technically it is divisible by itself.
But not really.
And technically Fort Lauderdale could be the capital, but capital of Florida.
No, now you're talking crap.
Hey, Joe, here's what I wanted to ask you, really. This has nothing to do with prime numbers. Let's get back to our laughing place, everybody.
Okay? Back to our laughing place. All right,
Joe.
Good.
True or false? Paul McCartney has given up weed because his one-legged girlfriend asked him to.
Sounds crazy enough to be true.
Oh, yeah, I'll agree with that one.
Now, that's what the newspaper says. I don't believe it.
You think he said he did?
I don't believe it.
Is it like the way you gave up American Idol? Give me back.
No, listen. Paul McCartney wrote a song about weed.
Yeah.
Got to Get You Into My Life is about weed.
Uh-huh. I always hate it when I hear that.
Well, it is.
Why?
I know. It sucks.
Why does it suck?
I always thought it was a love song.
I don't even.
It is. It's a love song about weed.
Yeah. About weed.
That he can't imagine a day without wacky weed.
I don't even think Paul gave up steak for Linda. I think he was sneaking that behind the garage.
So the Sun.
He was eating lamb.
Lamb.
The Sun newspaper in Britain says that Paul and Linda smoked weed every single day.
Really?
And that one leg said to Paul, and it's been like 30 years, said, you know, it's me, all the weed. Oh. So he said, no more weed.
Really? That doesn't surprise me.
I don't believe it.
You think he's lying?
Yeah. Sure.
He's saying that.
He's telling Peg what she wants to hear.
Right.
I mean, what's she going to... All he's got to do is run out of the house with a joint. What's she going to do, chase after him?
Yeah, you're right.
Really? Come on.
Yeah. But I guess around the house he's giving it up. All right. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's got a big house. And it's not like... Incidentally, if she's going to sneak up on you, sound something like this. So it's not exactly like she's going to be walking up on him going, hey, what's that I smell, honey? What, Rob?
He better be careful. If she finds out, she's going to be hopping mad.
But we were talking about prime.
Yes. Yes.
That's some prime weed.
Prime beef. Prime cut.
Prime rib.
Primer.
Prime of your life.
Prime of your life? Oh, okay.
Prime time.
Oh, he might be king of the primes.
He's in on it.
Prime rate.
Oh, Joe's in on it, too.
Oh, prime ouch. Time?
Did no, he already had prime had time. Okay. And you're disqualified for repeating another person.
No.
Yes. Those are the parameters.
You know I say we give it to Buzz. Prime time's pretty
prime
good.
Prime time's good.
Pretty good for Buzz.
With that disclaimer.
He gets the Robin Roberts trophy.
Winner with an explanation.
Prime time.
We will be right back.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You sick.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Good night. Good night.
Will we meet again? Adios. For a walk. I'll be the same.
Good night. We want to thank everyone for tuning in and enjoying the best of Don and Mike over these past week or so. Don and Mike will be back live in studio on Monday. Make sure you tune in. I know there's always great stories of vacation recaps and the like. You don't want to miss that. And all those good things. So tune in Monday on this very station that you're listening to right now at the regularly scheduled time. We'll see you there. Good night. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.